All right, what's up, everybody? This is Preston Johnson. We are back in the first, I guess the first time in a few years back in the ESPN studio where they record. We've done the Last Word Cheetah podcast. Probably would have been the last time was bowl season. And I believe Colin, who is also in the studio right now, called in and helped out with that. We have another guest. And I had an idea about a week and a half ago, and we threw this together really last minute. But I thought it would be fun to record this season win total draft style slash podcast. And it'll be informative. You guys are going to see some of the bets that we do like, some of the bets that we are forced to make because of this draft and the way it's set up. But I have Colin with me, and then I also have Brad Powers. And these are two guys that actually, I think, bet season win totals before I even did this summer. I was a little later than I usually am. I usually am trying to be over there at South Point when they release them and open them. I didn't bet any of my season win totals until about a month ago, but I still had plenty of action. And a lot of them have even moved in the last month. So it's tougher now that we're making these bets and placing them. I guess, you know, Saturday's technically the first games of the season. So it'll be interesting as we go through, but the format is what follows, and then we're just going to jump right into it. But every team is on a board. We have a doc here, and we're going to go through, and we're going to do a draft snake style. And once we pick a team, we have to pick over or under on that team, essentially what our favorite win total bets are of the season. And once that team's selected, whether it's over or under, they're off the board, and the next person gets their pick. And we'll keep going down the list. I randomized just right when we got here, the draft order. I didn't want to be first, but I am. So I'm first, Brad second, and then Colin, you're third.
Yeah.
So it's going to go me, Brad, you twice, then Brad, then me twice, and we'll just keep it rolling from there. I told myself I wanted third pick because there were three top teams I had. So I'm just going to fire this off originally to start this off. It's Oregon State is my, I think, my favorite bet on the board still at 2.5. I'm playing under on Oregon State, under 2.5. So if you guys, I was going to make a mark here in the doc. You guys will see. Write your name next to the team on our little doc that we have. And then that way we know who is, that it, they were drafted and that who has them. So after the fact, I can put together a list and everything. So Preston will be on under Oregon State. My number's like 1.43. Their schedule, they're not going to be favorites in anything but their FCS game. So it's one of my bigger bets I've made, and it's still 2.5 most spots. So that's one of my favorite bets. Brad, you can take the second one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Virginia under 5 wins.
That was one of my three. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see how the Cavs get 6 wins this year. Virginia under 5.
Yeah, we had a lot of teams to go through, so we're on the poll, right? Third pick?
Yeah, you're good. All right. We're going to be try to be quick, but this will be long, and it'll pretty informal, long. But everyone will just follow along, and hopefully it'll make people some money.
Yeah, it's going to be every team, so we'll try to do it in Twitter format real quick. I'm going to go with UTEP under because they are 7.5-point dogs to Northern Arizona at home in their opener. Under 2.5 seems too easy.
One thing I will say, and you're going to have another pick here in a second, but I found a lot of times, I don't know if it's the way that they market just structures, I think it's a little bit off, or it's just tough for a bookmaker to put out a 2
right,
or a 1.5. But a ton of these really bad teams, like there's a few every year that win 0 games or 1 game or 2 games. They can't really put a number. Like Kansas is another one in the last few years. You know, San Jose State's another one this year. Like when the teams are that bad, I feel like the 2.5s playing unders for some reason don't get bet very well. But they're in my numbers at least say they're really good value. So yeah. I'm with you. I did make a bet on UTEP. Which you now picked up here in this draft.
Yep.
So I agree. Go ahead.
I'm just going to roll right into it. So, you know, of course, you should all know who we are and where we write and where we do our stuff. And I think since we turned the clock into 2018, the first tweet that came out of my fingers was, I'm so down on LSU. So I'm taking an LSU under here.
Oh, wow. All right.
LSU under. I like that a lot. I'm going to go Navy over 7. 13-game schedule, so I get an extra freebie. Navy's only had one losing season since 2002. I don't see it. When you got Malcolm Perry, a quarterback, electrifying runner, give me Navy over 7 wins.
This is so tough. I gotta.
That was too easy. Like, Malcolm Perry is crazy.
I'm surprised it's that low. Their schedule's tough, but I didn't actually make a bet, so now Brad's making me think about
it. But you know that's the game that's going to some money. You know that's the game that's going to shake Notre Dame.
That's
the
game.
They have so many other tougher teams, and that's the game that's going to shake Notre Dame.
All right, I'm going to take. I got to find one that. Jeez, I should have like rated these or ranked them better, but I wasn't also anticipating that my three of my top four would be, or excuse me, four of my top five would be picked already. I'll just do. I mentioned them already. I think I'm going to San Jose State. Under 2.5. So we'll put Preston in for that one. My number is 1.84, so I see two wins. It's more often than anything else. And then I will do – I really don't like this team at all. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Sorry, I forgot. I had him marked and I forgot about him. I'm Ohio over 8.5. That'll be my second one. I have a lot of money on over 8, and it's moved. So for the contest here, it's 8.5, but I still have him at like 9.49 wins, I think was my number. So quite a bit. And I bet a MAC future, I think it was around 3-1. So I like Ohio quite a bit this year.
So you got the Bobcats over 8. You're the one to move them at South Point?
Oh, that may be. It was like 2 weeks ago, probably.
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago. I was wondering who moved that.
That may have been
you. Got me. I like that one a lot. I think they're clearly the best team in the MAC, at least the most favorable schedule.
I know this is like this is going to keep dragging along the more I bring other stuff up, but it's interesting. I went because Five Dimes has so many. By the way, these are the numbers we're using are from Five Dimes because they actually offer a line for every school, so people know. And so the people out there can either bet them at Bookmaker or Five Dimes are the ones that offer all the small schools. So whether we get them at South Point or offshore, you guys can do your best to find the lines. And those are the ones we're going to refer to, but they have those, I guess it's like the non-Power 5 to make the playoff or to make a New Year's 6 futures and odds up at Five Dimes. And I went to bet an Ohio one for like whatever they would have taken, $50 or $100 or something, and they didn't even list it.
Really?
Like Ohio could easily run the table.
Right. Yeah.
I think I don't have the schedule in front of me. I'm pretty sure I have them like favorites or like a flip in one or two games.
Yeah, Virginia and the couple of games in non-conference are completely winnable. Cincinnati's another one.
That's the other one that was in non-conference. I don't know. I was surprised they didn't have them. I'll probably do like a money line rollover, do 13-0, see what it pays at the end. But I think they have a shot at a New Year's Six bowl. Boise, if they go undefeated, they'll get in obviously instead, or if an AAC school does. But I like Ohio enough that if they ran the table, it'd be a fun MAC team to root for in the bowl season. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I'm going to take Utah over 7. Mm. Nice. I think it's a surprise team in the Pac-12, perfectly capable of unseating USC. I think it's finally time for Utah to represent the Pac-12 South in the title game. So give me the Utes over 7.
You know, I can't even stop. So I got two picks here, and I didn't even think about it till Brad mentioned it, but I do not like USC at all. I've written about it a whole bunch this year. My number is actually a full Bet Online released like 9.5, took the under. It's down to 8.5. My number is actually in the high 7s. I don't see this team. I don't like Clay Helton. I don't like the penalties. I think it's sloppy. This JT Daniels kid can't even grow a beard. Unders.
You got the next pick, too.
I do have the next pick.
It's tough when you
I thought I was just going to drop the mic on JT Daniels' beard. Let's go ahead.
Maybe other people were laughing. But I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to pick, so I wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to do my most favorite team I bet on every year since they became a FBS team, and I'm going to do UTSA. I'm going to do Meep on the under. I love this team. Two new coordinators, tons of returning production. I think 127th in returning production.
Pretty sure I bet that one, too.
Yeah, new everything, and 5's too much. I think 4.5 and 4 was the proper number, so I'll take the under here.
Yeah, I bet under 5.5, actually, is my ticket. I just looked it up. Nice bet.
That's a very, very good bet. I'm going to take Illinois under 4. I just can't get the Fighting Illini to 5 wins. I think it's the last season for Lovie Smith. I know they're very young last year, probably the youngest team in the country. I just can't get this team. I can't even get them the 4 wins. I think it's another 3-9 season. Give me Illinois under 4.
Got any love for Cam Thomas over there?
No.
I bet that one as well. I like it quite a bit. I didn't mark Illinois on your sheet. I should say, people that are probably wondering, I didn't intro this. So we have money on this. It's going to be winner take all. We put money into a pool, and we're going to have some side bets with each other at the end. But the format's basically if we get the season win total correct and we win, then it's a point. If it's a push, it kind of comes in as part of the strategy of deciding to bet a half game total or a whole number total. But a push, if you do push, is a half point. And then if you lose the bet completely, it'll be 0 points. And then it's just whoever has the most points at the end of the season will win and take all the money. So that is how we are formatting this draft. I should have, I guess, specified originally. My next one, I think the more and more I think about this, I like it. And I looked at it, and I don't think it's coincidence. I don't think it would have been in my top, what are we at now, like 10-ish picks. But I'm going to take it because I have to take two anyways, and I don't want to waste a ton of time. But SMU under 5.5. I don't know. I think Chad Morris is really good. And he's got, speaking of Arkansas, I guess, we got an Arkansas guy in here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be able to do a ton in the SEC with Arkansas, but I don't know. I think the loss of him for SMU is like more drastic than I originally anticipated. And my number originally was 4.8 and the total's 5.5. So I like the under quite a bit. I mean, Dykes was so bad at was a Cal, right? For like three or four seasons. He didn't even get to coach last year. He was his title last year at TCU was offensive analyst, which basically means they pay you on the side to like watch some game film, I think.
Right.
I don't know. I think SMU is going to drop right back off a cliff. So they're definitely one of my picks here. And then I have to go one more. I'm going to take, I don't want to go that direction. There we go. So Memphis over 8.5. This is one of my biggest edges that I had because I was 7.5 like a month ago. And I have it at 9.69 wins. I bet them to win the AAC as well. Schedule's just really, really soft. And if I pulled it up, which I can do now for the future because I keep saying if I had my schedule up, I'll pull it up. But I'm pretty sure I had them favorites. There's one road game. Brad actually is better at this stuff than I am memorizing who's where. But do you remember who they have on the road that they wouldn't be a favorite? Missouri. That's the only game. Yeah, at Missouri. So other than that, I have them favorites in every game. I think they can easily get to 9. Quite a nice setup for them. So that's my pick.
That's a great pick. Mike Norvell, underrated coach. He won't be at Memphis, in my opinion, in 2019.
One more year, you think?
Yeah, one more. No, just this year. Right, I think he's done. I think he wins 9-10 games this year. That's one of my favorite.
And then he'll be out.
Nice. Over bets. I'm going to go, and I'm completely opposite of the market here because I can't believe this team continues to get bet up. I'm going under 6.5 for Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I just cannot. I can't get them to 7 wins. I mean, this schedule is ridiculous. I mean, I love Scott Frost, love the hire, but are you kidding me? They pull 3 of the top 4 teams out of the dreaded Big Ten East. They play 2 of them on the road, and they got their hands full of a lot of home games, too, against Colorado, Purdue, Minnesota. Those aren't all, you know, gimme. So give me the Huskers under 6.5.
One of the best bets on the board, and not only that, but here in town at the South Point, Chris Andrews is offering a +110 on the under 6.5. What is going on
still
with all this money?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what is going on with all this money coming in? It's just Scott Frost blind love, right? I mean, this true freshman that they got, he's just a 4-star kid. This under is, I think, a clear winner.
I'm gonna butt in for a second. So there were 3 Big Ten West teams that gave me issues because their coaches are so impactful, and my numbers said they were all too high. So I decreased my sizing. Because I had to get some money down on these. Nebraska was one. It just seems crazy. But also, like, it wouldn't be surprising if Scott Frost is just God and wins 9 games. Like, no one would actually really be surprised. The other one's Purdue and Brom. Like, did so well last year, but the number is high. I don't remember where I had it. It wasn't, like, a huge edge, but I actually, like, if Brom and Purdue won 7, 8, 9 games, like, I probably wouldn't be surprising in Minnesota and Fleck and another year there was another one where I was like, man, these coaches are so good.
Yeah.
In the Big Ten that they picked up in the last few years, that's hard to bet unders on them. Like, it just takes balls. Like, I've said
this before, and I'm an SEC guy, graduated from an SEC school. The coaching in the Big Ten is running circles around the SEC.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the better conference here coming up because they're starting to get the talent back to not, you know, commit to these teams in the South, and they're going to have the best coaches. The Big Ten is on the rise, in my opinion. Story for another time. They can get 2 teams in the playoff this year. So
anyways, absolutely good. Schedules are tough.
Time.
Yep.
I am absolutely madly in love with UMass. So I'm going to take the over because I see the 5.5 here. Whipple and the offense is, you know, they're actually going to get some defense out of this team, but the offense returns absolutely everybody. They have a system in place. They're not working on anything in practice that's new because these guys know each other. Andrew Ford was 22-4 in interception. TD to interception ratio last year. Amazing team they've got up there. Don't sleep on UMass. Don't sleep on their overs. Those are chances for money.
All right, I'm going to go with Colorado over 4.5.
Do I get to pick twice?
Oh.
Yeah, you do.
My bad.
Just don't take it unless you really want a Colorado.
Yeah, didn't
don't take
I didn't want Colorado. Right, but that's a good pick.
I have money on Colorado over.
My bad.
That's a really good pick, but I'm not going to do that. You know what? Brad's going to go with that, but I think before we get out of here, I'm going to do Stanford on the under. I've been nothing but critical of them. The defense completely fell off the table. I don't think they have any interest in playing defense. KJ Costello is hurt. He's 80-90% right now. Bryce Love has missed time last year, missed time the year before. Schedule's brutal. I don't like them at all this year. I'll take the under on Stanford.
I'm surprised. I remember hearing you on a podcast mention that, and I was surprised. I don't think Stanford's going to be that bad, but we'll see. I bet over 8, actually.
The defense is not what we
have
expected.
I'd just be shocked if they only went. If they went 7-5, I would be genuinely shocked. So we're opposite on that one, actually.
Yep.
I would have eventually taken Stanford maybe in like 20 picks.
Sounds like we need a sound drop for a side bet.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Colorado then?
Yeah, just Colorado over 4.5. I think that you can cash this ticket by the end of October. Relatively easy schedule early on. McIntyre's not a favorite, but he's not as bad as what he was a year ago.
All right, so I'm going to take... Oh, there's 3. I got to decide on 2. 2 of them have moved already, so that would... One of them's going to be Colorado State under 5.5. I think they're going to be pretty bad. They have a ton they have to replace, and My number's right dead even five, so getting the under 5.5 I think is fine. I already bet Colorado minus six when they play in the, I guess, the real week one. Not betting the Hawaii game, but hopefully Colorado State looks as bad as I anticipate. But that'll be one of my picks here. And then I'm going to go with Duke over six, which my actual money's on 5.5. For this, we'll do six, and hopefully I don't end up with just a half point. My number's closer to 6.87. And I actually have a 58-1 shot on them to win the ACC. I think if there's a team that isn't Miami, and they get them, I think, on the road, which is why it's probably not going to happen. But if there's a team not Miami out of the Coastal, they could, you know, be a long shot to get in and probably lose to Clemson. But I don't know, 58-1 seemed like it was crazy high. So I do have a long shot on Duke there. But yeah, we'll go with Duke over. And what was the other one I even said? Oh, Colorado State under. Cool. You can go ahead, Brad.
I'm going to go with UCLA under 5.5. This is another first-year coach. Chip Kelly's getting a lot of love. I think UCLA plays the toughest schedule in the country, non-conference. I mean, their easiest game is the opener against Cincinnati. When that's your easiest game on your entire schedule, I think you're going to have some issues no matter who starts at quarterback. Give me under 5.5, UCLA.
That's another one of those coach ones. That one I did bet full. Like, I had to. I'm pretty sure my number was almost a full game lower, but it's like if they won six because Chip Kelly's there and things fell into place, like it wouldn't surprise you. Or if they won nine, like they could. Yeah. But the schedule's brutal, so I had to bet it too. But I am with you on the side. You got two ready, Colin?
We are getting there.
No problem. Take your time.
I'm highlighting things that I love, and I'm going to go with South Alabama on the over. You know, spoiler alert here. I don't know when this podcast is going to be published, but I'm waiting on a best bet number for week one against La Tech. There's some things going on with the offensive line, and I think some suspensions on the defense. And plus, La Tech has an outstanding corner. But I really want to take South Alabama straight up in that game. And I think you got to look at Steve Campbell and what he did at Central Arkansas, making them an FCS powerhouse. They beat Arkansas State 2 years ago. He's familiar with the Sun Belt. They stole Troy's offensive coordinator. I love this team. All right, that's one. I always do all this great stuff.
I got 3.5 on that at South Point. Can you believe that? That was
what number was that?
Yeah. Is that the original open?
Yeah, that was the original open at top.
We never saw it again.
It was gone after I bet it.
It's 4.5 now, right? That's what it was.
Try it again, and it was already up to 4.
Yeah, it's a great number. As we type it in here, we're going to take another one. You know, I hate this team. I'm taking UCF on the under. I do not like Josh Heupel. I've said this time and time again. The only time he's had a good offense was last year at Missouri with Drew Locke. He was ran out at Oklahoma. He was pedestrian at Utah State. His first year at Missouri, he was not that great as an offensive coordinator. And you're going to up the tempo and up the pace at UCF, and you lost Shaquin Griffin on the under here.
I had anticipated going in like 2 months ago, I'd be betting Central Florida under, and my numbers lined up actually. But I might be a little passive on downgrading him enough. So it's one of those teams where like within 2 or 3 weeks, I may be, you know, 5-6 points lower in my power ratings or whatever. Just I just didn't want to gamble yet, but you definitely could be right. I think I'm leaning that way.
I think people underestimate how good Griffin was last year and how much easier he made everybody else's job on the defense, right?
It could be.
And we're going to find out real quick.
I'm going to go with, you know, I really like this team, but I just think the number's too high. I'm going to go under 9 wins for Texas. I think I push this one, pick up a half point. I mean, I even bet the Longhorns, you know, future odds, but I just can't get them to 10-2 right now. I think it's a difficult schedule, but I mean, I'm a big Tom Herman fan. They haven't sniffed 10-2 since Colt McCoy was a quarterback, and I like Ellinger and I like this team, but they got to replace their top four players on the defensive side. Give me that one. I think that's a push.
They're the true enigma of college football.
I actually got in an argument with our friend Matt Lindemann last night. It wasn't a huge argument, but he was just throwing out like his four playoff teams, and he actually thinks Texas, that's his like longest shot to make it.
Right.
And I mean, like, everything lines up except there's one play that sticks out in my mind that then I remembered a few others. And Ellinger was like supposed to be Herman's guy, and I was all over Herman at Houston and made a future, made some money there. If Greg Ward Jr. was the quarterback this year for Texas, I would probably be agreeing they could make a playoff run. But do you guys remember the Oklahoma State game?
I actually
went and found the play and like sent it to Matt, kind of to rub it in. Mm-hmm. But it was an overtime game.
People were here to me. I
love you, Matt.
They were down by 3 on like the 4-yard line, and they had a play at 3rd and goal to score to win the game. I mean, all he had to do was throw the ball away, and they kicked and go into double overtime. And he like lofted this pass right to the Oklahoma State defensive back, interception, game over. And then the end of the season against Texas Tech, they were actually up 10 in the fourth quarter, and he threw two picks. One was with 50 seconds on a 3rd down where they didn't even actually have to pass. So that was kind of on Herman, but they wanted to just end the game. And they took – it was such a bad interception, they took it back. I think Texas Tech got inside the 10 on like a 50 or 60.
Cliff Kingsbury sends his it was the Christmas backup. Greetings.
Yeah, no kidding.
Saved his job.
They scored it. I had laid, I think, 7 or 8 with Texas, so that cost me the pick. Basically, they were up 10. And anyway, they threw it. He just makes such boneheaded passes and brainless. Like, if – unless he fixed that somehow next year, I'm kind of with you. I think the Texas hype is going to be tough, especially in a Big 12 where there are going to be some weeks where defense isn't great. And you're going to have to try to score 30, 40-plus to stay with the team. And I don't like Ellinger enough, at least, yet to,
he's not
to do it.
A playmaker. He doesn't have playmaker ability. He can be efficient at times, and he can run drives, but he's just not explosive enough to – he's definitely not, you know, a Trevor Lawrence, right? We're going to get to that here in a little bit.
I'm going to take my next one. This is a pretty hyped team, but I bought in. And my money's on over 6, but I'll take the 6.5 here in this contest. Boston College over. I have it 7.16, and – I think they're just going to be really, really tough. And
is anybody looking at the schedule?
Yeah, I mean last four or five games.
The sharpest people I know are on this over, and I agree. I see it. I see the talent. But has anybody looked at this Va-Tech, Miami, Clemson? Like, I mean, this
are you really scared of like Va-Tech though? Boston College might be better than them this year.
There are teams that are different late
in the
year.
And that's one of their bad games at the end of the year. But I'm just saying, and then, I don't know. I have them in favorites in, I think, 8 of the games.
There are teams that I'm scared of later in the year than I am at the beginning of the year. I'm scared of Nebraska at the end of the year when they get into Scott Frostburg. I'm scared of Va-Tech after they figure out these defensive replacements that they've got at the end of the year, not the beginning of the year. This BC into the schedule for their last 5 games, something like that, is just one of the most ridiculous things.
At Va-Tech, Clemson, at Florida State, Syracuse at home to end should be a win, but they have that trio, and then Miami's a couple weeks before that. But Miami's at home is almost a coin flip for me, I'm not like super high on Miami.
You can bet that. I think the 7-point line.
That's the game of the year line.
Westgate.
Yeah. Really,
Miami's 7.
My number's
favorite.
2.5. I mean, so that would definitely be a bet.
Might want to go to work on that one too.
I haven't done any games of the year yet. I did a podcast a couple of days ago. Went through all the games of the year for people online. I actually haven't gone and bet them yet.
Can we take a little game of the year chat that nobody's talking about? I mean, listen to you guys. I listen to everything. I do my own stuff. How in the hell is Mississippi State -3 at Kansas State? There's not a power ranking in the world that has this within double digits. Brad, you got it within double digits? I don't have it within double digits. I've got it at 10.5. How is Mississippi State only -3 at Kansas State?
I'm not that high, I don't think.
I'm at like 5 or 6, I think.
But still, 3.
Snyder home dog, man.
He doesn't care about out-of-conference play.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Yeah, I saw that with Vanderbilt.
Yeah, mine's 4.5. Yeah. My number's 4.5. 3's, I don't know, that's tough. I'll buy into Mississippi State being really good, but I'm not going to buy into it. Like, we're week 2, I'm already sweating a game of the year. Like, because I think I'm a 1.5 better. I don't know. I'd have to wait on it. But they get an FCS game before that, so they haven't really been tested. It'll be a good game to watch. I guess you love it. 10.5's high. I definitely think Kansas State's better than that. But
I'm really high on what Mississippi State returns, and I'm really – I mean, Kansas State lost a lot on defense, and they're terrible at defense. Like, a wind that rolls through Manhattan could easily push that defense back in the end zone. So where are we at?
It's still me, I think, one more pick.
Yep.
This could be a disaster, and I'm just going to take a shot now. It could be where I'm dead right or, like – anyway, Tennessee under 5.5. I think they could just be a complete disaster in the conference. Yep. My number is 4.93, and it's 5.5 is the season win total right now. I just bet that one a couple weeks back, and so Tennessee under 5.5 will be my second and final pick for the little turn back here. Brad's up next.
I'm going to go with the Air Force over 4.5. They just lost a key guy in the secondary, but I see Air Force kind of flying under the radar a little bit here. I can get them 5-7. Give me the Falcons over 4.5.
Cool, lock it up. You like the Academy overs, so we'll let you have Army later on. You got Navy, you got Air Force.
Yeah, I was waiting for Bradshaw, but he had to graduate on me.
It's way too early to take these guys, but I love them to death. And you know what?
I think I know who it is.
I'm going to go with Arizona on the over. It's a flat 8. It's a flat 8. I don't feel like I can lose this bet. I love Sumlin in his first year. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to say anything else except they have the most electrifying player in college football.
Defense will be better, too.
I mean, I've had people on Twitter. I wrote my Arizona team preview, and I was just crazy about it. I said they check all the boxes in the offseason of team that's going to improve. So I said, well, they don't play any defense. I'm like, yeah, they returned 9 freshmen that made at least like 10 tackles last year. I mean, they have so much experience on the defensive side. They just need to get better.
I think 8's a good number, but they're one of these teams that's super high variance. Like if they won 10 or 11 games, it wouldn't shock me.
Their
in the
game
end. If they only won 5 or 4 because Tate got hurt or someone's, you know, inept and putting these guys in. I think they're really swingy. So getting a shot on them now is fine. But I just, when it's all said and done, I had it right at 8. So
their game at Utah, to me, decides the South.
Swings the South. Yeah, I bet Utah to win the Pac-12. So
yeah,
I'm on the Utes train too with Brad.
All right, so team that
one more pick.
Yep, one more pick that everybody hates this team, and I don't care because they check all the offseason boxes, and I don't even care if they're eligible for a bowl or not. But I'm taking the Baylor over. I know it's 6. I love the 5.5, but they didn't quit at the end of last year. They gave OU a run towards the end of the year. The problem was they fumbled the ball and had interceptions in their own territory all the time. They had the worst net turnover differential I've ever seen. I love everything about this team coming back, and just they just need a little bit of karma to go their way with the turnovers. They'll be fine.
I'm going to go with Ball State under 4. I think I pushed this one at worst. I think they're one of the most improved teams in the country this year. Problem was I think I had them in power ratings dead last at the end of last year. They're so banged up. I think hurts them a lot this year. I got them 7, 8, 9 points better than a year ago, but I can't get this team to 5 wins to lose this bet. Give me Ball State under 4.
So that was the biggest edge I have numbers-wise that I didn't put money on. So my number is 3.12, and I talked to Matt Lindeman again, bring his name up. He messaged me and he's like, Ball State to win the MAC. And I was like, he was actually being serious. And he was right in the sense that they had a very like North Carolina season where they had 30 to 40 injuries and starts they missed. And they're going to be way improved for the schedule, for a MAC schedule. I mean, I don't see how they're getting 5 wins either. I think I only had them favored in 2 when I had the schedule up. So I'm with you, but I didn't end up putting money on it because he seemed to like them a lot. So I thought maybe I was just not upgrading them enough and I was going to wait and see a couple weeks in. So I'm kind of glad there's someone at least kind of on my end of the
everybody side of agrees that too. Mike New is the coach for the job and that he is the guy to lead. But do we know what they are because they've been so banged up? I mean, we don't have a true identity on this team because they haven't had been full strength ever. So,
fair.
But everybody believes in Mike New.
I got my 2. You guys ready?
Yep.
Quick ones. ECU under 3.5.
No explanation.
Pretty sure I had the same bet last year, which won. So I'm going to take that. My number's 2.76 for people wondering. Pretty big edge there. And then I had it marked. Oh, it was right above it. Cincinnati under 5. So 2 more unders there for me. My number for that game is 4.55. It's one where I think there's a really good portion of the time they are landing 5. At this point in the draft, if I got a half point on this, I'm okay with it. So I don't mind being a little risky on 1 because I get 2 in a row. You know, a little more conservative on another where I can push a whole number. So Cincinnati under and ECU under.
I'm going to go with it could be a possible dumpster fire here. Give me Maryland under 5. I liked this team a lot. Thought they could be a possible bowl contender, but with everything that's going on right now, I can't get the Terps to 6 wins. With Matt Canada, who's been at, 7 different schools since 2010? I think it's a good team to fade.
Worst team in the country in special teams, 2 years running under Durkin. That says something.
So here a question for you. I'm with you. I was anticipating betting in Maryland over entering the year. I really liked them. Yeah. Getting the quarterbacks back. We saw they did at Texas when they actually had a quarterback last year. And then my number was like 4.4-ish, and the total's 5. I was like, I'm just going to pass. I didn't bet under for sure. Yeah. I was just going to let it go. And then all this stuff happened. And then the first time I considered, and I finally did put some money on it, was after they announced Durkin was going to be back. I thought that was more awkward for their season now that he's actually back and coaching, and like they're going to pretend like everything's okay. That seems weirder to me, where you might have this weird like 2 or 3 win season that's just a mess. I kind of like it more now than I did even.
A locker room divided isn't going to win any games whatsoever.
Colin, go ahead.
All right, 2 up. We got I saw something at South Point last night, so let's just get it out of the way. I took 20-1 on UAB to win the Conference USA.
Oh, nice.
They have the easiest schedule.
Yeah, I bet they're over.
When Westgate, so I'll take the over on UAB. They have the easiest schedule out of anybody out of the West. They dodge Florida Atlantic while North Texas and La Tech have to play Florida Atlantic. So I got 20-1 at Westgate a couple months ago on UAB. I was sitting at South Point last night looking at some of the stuff. They're 6-1 to win the Conference USA at South Point.
Wow.
That's shocking. Like, they're still 10-1, I think, on 5 dimes, but UAB is 6-1 to win Conference USA at South Point. I mean, Chris Andrews must have taken a lot of money to get that number down that far.
No, I don't think it was ever really that high. I looked at it. Maybe
so he must have liked it too.
He might have taken a bet or 2.
Yeah.
Well, I lied. I actually didn't bet that one. I looked. I mixed it up with another team, which I may draft, so I'm not going to say no. But but I did not bet UAB for people that are listening, thinking I might have.
Okay, so I got another one up. And
this Dodgers game still 0-0. What the hell? I got the under 8, and then I bet it live. I was trying to chase my blackjack losings because I had to pick Colin up from Red Rock. We had 20 minutes while he's thinking of his other team. And we I think we played like 30 hands of blackjack and went 2-28 or something ridiculous. And so so then I bet more alive under on the Dodgers game.
I have
I just feel like we're going to lose an extra innings or something. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we've already lost enough on blackjack. I have I have some unbelievable love for Dan Mullen, and I'm taking the over 8 here with Florida.
Nice.
Don't see 7. And I've written enough about them. You can go see that I even think a crazy 100-1 can be hedged against Georgia, can be hedged against Alabama, which I shouldn't even put Alabama in that game because I got questions about them too.
They're one of those high variance teams too. I feel like if Florida contended in the SEC, it'd be, yeah, totally. If they won four games again, it'd be like, all right.
They just needed an attitude change and they got it, right? Yeah,
should be a positive team to watch this year. Brad is up.
All right. You know what? A lot of people like this team this year. I'm not as high on them as the rest of the market. West Virginia, under 7.5.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I get Will Grier, but are people, again, looking at the schedule? I mean, yep. NC State's not a sure win on the road. Texas Tech's not a sure win on the road. TCU at home, Oklahoma at home, at Oklahoma State, at Texas. This schedule's top 15 in terms of difficulty. Sure, if they're playing last year's schedule, give me over 7.5, but not this year's schedule. Under 7.5, West Virginia.
So, I've taken more flack for the West Virginia under piece that I wrote than almost anything.
So I didn't bet the season win total, but like, at what price would you bet West Virginia to win the Big 12? Like, there's a number that's like they could be that good with
Lord
Hunter.
Yeah, they could. I could see
and
that.
And you have to beat OU twice. There's no, you couldn't give me any number to invest on them.
They don't have to beat them twice.
Yes, in a row. They play OU
in
the season.
They can still get into the final and then beat them once.
I think West Virginia have to beat them twice. That game to get into the.
They don't have to. If they only have one loss before that and they lose the second one to OU, they could still get them in. If they beat Texas and TCU, I bet 8-1, but I didn't bet the total.
Really?
It's very similar to UCF. I bet them 25-1 last year to win the AAC, which actually cashed. So I'm tooting my own horn here, but I didn't bet the win total because I thought that like it's one of those like as wide of a range as you could have almost with Scott Frost at UCF in his second season. I was like, they could run the table. They could be a 3 or 4 or 5 win team. We mentioned it on a few teams so far, but West Virginia is a big one for me. I think if Will Grier's healthy the whole year, I think they're definitely going over, but if he's hurt, you saw how bad they were without him. Or even if their defense just isn't as strong and their schedule's tough, you know, they get set up and only win. My number only came out to be like 6.82, I think, or something in that range.
That's about where I'm at.
So I technically under 7.5 is correct, but I also have plus 800. So it's a weird like we're dynamic where I'm not betting that season win total, but I have a future.
That West Virginia OU game to end the year in Morgantown is just crazy dynamics because OU may not need it. They may be out of the college football playoff, may not need the game. West Virginia may desperately need the game to get in the Big 12 championship. There's just so many situational. Like one team just may lay down because they got to go to Arlington the next week. That's a crazy spot.
OU won't if they're, you know, obviously the playoff will be on deck potentially for them. But I have two quick I can give. This is who I thought you were going to pick. You said people are high on them. This is one of the numbers I'm really, excuse me, I was about to hiccup, but I think I got it to go away. Syracuse under. I thought people were really high on them at 5.5, and I get it. They had the crazy Clemson game. They had a Miami game that was close. They had the LSU game that was close. And Dungy's a gamer. He's like one of my favorite quarterbacks in the entire world. But my number is over a game lower, like a 4.39. Their schedule is too brutal. So I'll take under 5.5 on Syracuse. I thought you were going to take them. That was my team I had up next. And it's one of those kind of Minnesota, Purdue, Nebraska ones, UCLA ones, where like the coaching and Dungy and Babers, like if they won in 6 and got to a bowl, like it wouldn't surprise me either. But I have to have some money on the under just because the numbers too, the discrepancy is too big. Second one for me, this is also who I thought when you said UAB that I bet over, I was wrong. I bet Troy over 7.5. So I'm going to take that one now. My number is 8.28. It's a hedge a little bit to an Appalachian State future, I believe, that I took. So I kind of have a. I can win both a lot of the time, and Appalachian State gets them at home, I think, to end the year, so if I remember correctly. But my number for Troy was way, 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 way higher, almost a full game higher, so over 7.5.
Divisions for the Sun Belt are ridiculous. With
they're pretty
five teams
stacked.
I mean, but Arkansas State, my gosh.
Yep.
All right, I'm up.
Yeah, if you're ready, go for it.
I think another team it could be a dumpster fire because both their top two quarterbacks from last year are out right now as we're taping this. Southern Miss, I'm going to go under 6.5. Keon Howard transferred. Griggs is suspended as we're doing this. Give me Southern Miss under 6.5.
I didn't know he got suspended. That was today?
In the last
week.
Yeah, probably a week or so ago.
I bet under anyways, so that's good.
Bonus. But he wasn't locked. He didn't have the position.
No, it wasn't.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but right, dumpster fire. And what's funny is, as you listen to us talk, like, there's a lot of unders. Like, everybody's so big on the over in the second, third week of August, and, like, all we're doing is looking for chances on the under. Two up for...
Yeah, you're good to go when you're ready.
Yeah, two up for Colin here. And, boy, I'm looking at these five times numbers because I... One of the team, the city that I live in, which I guess will save the suspense, like, I really like the number on that team, but I didn't know it was that at five dimes.
Yeah, don't say it. You want to save it just in case. You have to take it anyway later.
Can I take a Rice over? This may, let me see what the number is. Oh, God, it's even a half more.
It's a half game.
Yeah, it's a half more than I wanted it to be. I do like that. Let's just make it one of my picks. I'll take the Rice over on it. I'm not sure it's that great of a – I would like the three, but it's 3.5 in this contest. I'll take it anyways. For them to get to four, I would have had to have it anyways. Lots of things I like about Rice, especially their coach. I believe he was responsible for the Stanford offense. The biggest problem with Rice over the last 3 years is their turnovers. They're always minus 20, minus 25. 15,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Absolutely, just coughing the ball up. And now they get the offensive coordinator from Stanford, and they were the best at ball protection every year he was there. So – I'm going to take Rice. I love the grad transfers they got coming in. We'll move on here. I don't know how I have not taken Temple yet. I mean, I pimped Temple in so many write-ups and winning the conference.
Nice.
I am down on UCF. I'm down on South Florida. I love this team. Jeff Collins is, I mean, he's a great defensive coach, and he is on his way to someday being an SEC or a Big Ten coach. So
we'll
take Temple on the over.
I bet it too. 5.5, I think. So it's just moved to time.
Yeah, it's moved.
Go ahead and bet it.
Yeah, we've lost the value on everything we liked, right? Like the numbers have moved.
That's what
so
makes
much.
This kind of interesting. You have to bet like the market the week before the season starts.
Right.
Which is pretty efficient, right? Where you think it is most of the time. So it'll be interesting to see how we pan out. If we end up going like 40 and 80 collectively, then we won't be doing this ever again.
Hey, you remember that one podcast where you guys.
Yeah.
New up?
Did you take
two?
You
did
two?
All right.
I don't even remember.
Poor Brad's in the middle.
Yeah,
I did two.
Oh, yeah, I marked the other one. You're right. You're good.
Temple and Rice.
I'm going to go Akron over four. I think at worst I pushed this one. Mark is just lower on Akron than my power rankings. I got their season win at like 4.5. They're not as bad as what they looked last year. A team that faked into seven wins, but I don't think they're bad enough to go 3-9 this year.
Yeah, they faked.
Yeah, they did.
All right,
Cato Nelson Nation.
I have one of my two. I'll just say that one, and then I might need 20 seconds.
But, it's not like a keeper league where you get to get it next year in the same round, right?
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm going to take – I bet my money's on 6.5 for this under on Washington State. For the contest, it's 6, but I'm still going to go under on Washington State. A ton of stuff going over there that I don't know. Their schedule's tough as well. My projection comes in at 5.6 wins, so – majority of the time they win 5 or 6. I'll get a half point if they do land 6, but I think 5 actually for me is going to be happening a good enough time at this point in the draft. It's worth taking. And then I think I'm just going to go with this one because I don't have another one and I don't want to make people wait. Alabama over 11. I don't think they're ever losing. They're not. They're never losing too. Now that they
point.
Do.
What is, mark that.
That should Greg, be half or maybe
on.
One.
Yeah. Can we bookmark that? Greg McElroy lost 3, right? In 2010.
Yeah, he's not
first year coming off the title. They didn't have.
They're a lot better, but plus their schedule is so nice.
It
for
is,
an SEC schedule,
it is.
It's like,
they get all the boys at home.
It sets up brilliantly.
But can I?
I mean, I have 11.55 projected, so I actually think, 12-0 is going to happen just as often as 11, let alone the 10 or less. So anyway, go ahead.
Can I throw in a contrarian, just like a little yellow, not a red flag, but maybe a yellow flag about the secondary being completely green, the linebackers that are already getting.
They say that every year, though. But
they did last year, too, right? I mean, my gosh, they played at least 15 linebackers last year.
I said this last year because I thought Hurts would take a leap, which he didn't.
Yeah.
But like, they actually have a guy as electric as Tua might be. Is like really dangerous because Alabama's already the tier above everyone else anyways.
Right.
And if he's actually like really mobile making plays in their offense is another – dimension than what Alabama teams have been in the past. They're don't know. I bet plus 250 another, the night that they beat Georgia. I went to Westgate and bet it. Like, I just think they're better than everyone else. So
another game of the year shout is the Ole Miss is plus 22.5, and I've got it power rate, I think, at plus 14.5 with against
they're
Alabama.
They're only laying 7.5 to Auburn at home, I saw.
Yeah. Ole Miss has A&M, those. A&M getting like 23, 24.
Yeah.
That's high.
Okay. Ole Miss has the wide receivers and the quarterback to be able to throw on the secondary for Alabama. Now, they can't defend anybody.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Alabama's two new coordinators either. I think it's a little bit of a downgrade.
No kidding.
Both.
Yeah, Locksley is, and Tosh LePoy was he's their best recruiter. But that does there's an article that came out that talked about how Saban is intrusively getting into LePoy's daily work plan and routine, and like making sure the plays that he calls. We've he's managing the chessboard.
That could be good. It could also be bad.
Yeah,
I could see that going both ways. Yeah.
All right, let's go. You know what? A lot of people like this team. I can't get them to 10 wins. I'm going to go Notre Dame under 9. I'm not a big Brandon Wimbush fan. I think they lose to Michigan in the opener, even though I got a power rating. Maybe Notre Dame should be 1, 1.5.
I bet plus 3.
I just think it's a bad, very bad matchup for Notre Dame for opening week. I mean, you got games against Stanford. They always struggle against Stanford, at USC, at Virginia Tech, Florida State, at Northwestern. I think it's much more likely they go 8-4 than 10-2, and at worst, I push here. Under 9, Notre Dame.
I have them to win it all at 57-1, and I bet over 8.5.
I'm going to wait until halftime. I'm definitely opposite you on that.
I have plus 3, too, so I'm very heavy on Irish. Wimbush, I got 100-1.
Where'd you find plus 3? I was waiting for it. I have Michigan plus 6. I was waiting for plus 3.
So
for
plus 3 was minus 115.
All right.
So I had to – one spot was already there, and one spot I had to – like buy a cheap 2.5 to get all to right. 3. But it was minus 114 and minus 115 were the two prices. So, and then it went down to 1, I think, after. So the 3 probably won't show again. But
no, it won't.
No.
I hope you're wrong about Michigan in week 1.
No, it's already come down a little bit, down to 1. It was 1.5 down to 1. I think I feel that Michigan is going to be the toughest game on their schedule because I don't like USC. I don't like Virginia Tech. Stanford, I don't think Florida State, Stanford. All these teams look like big names, and that's why I made the comment earlier that I think Navy's the one that gives them the scare.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's
so fair. I think the Michigan games. Yeah, that's
Navy,
true.
That'll help them. Should.
We're trying to convince you to take a different team so I can bet over. I'm just kidding. All right, Colin, you're up for 2.
I'm going to go Nevada over. Nice. I didn't even see the number. If it's 5.5 or 6, let me look. I don't care. I'm taking over 5.5. Yeah, fast pack, pistol formations. Ty, help me out. Ganji?
Dude,
I'm in Mountain West country here. I love everything they're doing. Please just give me one tackler on that defense, and everything will work out with this. I'm going to take the Nevada over. Let's get another one in real quick. Oh, this is interesting. What is the number in here? I know, but the number didn't move.
It's all right. That's way long, like on the second pick I ever had on this thing.
It's a good time for you guys to be side-betting each other while I'm trying to talk about.
What are your thoughts on, I guess, never mind. I'll ask you later. They'll come up eventually. Are we going to ever win this Dodger game, or is it going to be like 0-0 on the 18th and they just call it and then the unders don't cash, so no action? I don't care if the Dodgers win or not. You can have your Cardinals money.
All right.
I just want it to actually end.
I'm going to take Central Michigan on the under. This team, I think, has not – I mean, last year they were masking the fact that they had completely fallen off the table. So things are going to get worse this year without their quarterback, and I think – they are the worst team in returning production, so I'm on the under for Central Michigan.
I was close on them. I didn't end up betting it, but that was the way I was leaning at least.
Did you get 2?
Got 2.
All right.
What was the other one?
I'm going to go to another pot. A lot of dumpster fires, a lot of unders here. I'm going to take New Mexico under 4. I think this is it for Bob Davey. Yep. I think I can only get him favored in 3 games max. Lost his offense coordinator to Georgia Southern. I think that's a significant loss there. Going to be under 4 in New Mexico at worst, I push.
Not to mention they're going away from the triple option and going to the spread.
And that's
going to
be really funky.
What the Sam hell is that?
I didn't actually even know that until I was going through. I think it was Phil Steele. And this is there like was one a of those note about it, and I was like, there's like 8 words. And I was like, isn't that like a pretty big deal? Like, that could be pretty bad.
Like, so, he I don't know. Came, we'll see. But
like, Davey came back from a 30-day suspension into spring practice and was like, okay, we're just going to go spread, guys.
Yeah.
Like, what?
He had a vision. Yeah, he was like, all right. I think I was going to take Nevada, actually. It was one of my marked teams. Let me make sure I have no more. Oh, I do have. All right, Miami under 9.5. Ooh. I'll do it now. I definitely could lose that, and I wouldn't be shocked. But they ran so well last year with all the turnover luck and everything. And I don't know, they're hyped enough. And my number, I believe, is like 8.9. So at 9.5, I have to take a shot on a team that I think is going to be giving me 1 point a lot more often than zero. And then I need, give me 15. Oh, has anyone taken Kentucky yet? No, Kentucky under 5.5 is my other one. I think I'm like right at 5. It's very similar to Tennessee, where I have both of those teams right at 5 wins. So I'll take a shot at under 5.5.
Somebody put them in their AP top 25 poll. Wow. Did you see that?
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah. Who did that?
They actually got a vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't put a vote in for Kentucky. I went through.
Lindemann might have a vote.
Yeah. So
that's the only way.
So
he's probably not listening. He doesn't
Mr. Brett McMurphy got into my mentions and said, these are all searchable if you want to look at them. So I went through every AP voter. And
so
I
you could
still
see.
Yeah, and I got through like 40 of them, and I was like, I still can't find out who it was. But who are you?
One day we'll find out.
Yeah, one day I'll find you.
Thanks. Brad, you're good.
You know what? I'm going to go with Bowling Green, my alma mater. I'm going to go under 4.5. I absolutely hated the Mike Jinks hire.
That's okay.
That's come to fruition. I got this at 5.5 at South Point. It's probably my favorite season.
Oh, did you get that early?
Bet.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. When I looked, it was a half unit bet for me.
I got them favored at max 2-3 games. Mm-hmm. I can't get this team to 5 wins. Give me under 4.5 Bowling Green.
Yep.
That's a nice. Good one.
If I would have had 5, I would have bet it, or 5.5 even, obviously. But my sizing was smaller on Bowling Green. Go for it.
I'm going to go with Miami of Ohio on the over.
I think I have money on that, too.
Yeah, I'm a part of Gus Ragland Nation. I know I had a money line bet on that St. Pete Bowl against Mississippi State a couple years ago. Yeah, it was a rough one-pointer. I like these guys. I think they can contend for their division, except I'm so much in love with another team farther to the north. But we're going to go with Miami on the over here. Miami of Ohio.
Oh, shoot. Did you get it marked?
I got you marked for Canes.
Yeah,
you have me marked for the over on the...
Cool. You've been on top of the names.
Yeah. After that, get my head out of some action here, and we will... I take that back. We're going to go right back into action. I'm going to take Eastern Michigan on the over. I took a flyer on these guys to win the MAC. I'm not going to get too deep into this. It was 18-1 when I took it. The reason is because they have two extremely bruising backs, a lot of offensive line coming back. I know they lose Roback, and they had so many near 3.1-point losses last year. That karma's got to turn around. But at the same time, I think the deeper handicap here is they have a great rushing attack, and there's a lot of soft front sevens on this schedule. I mean, a lot of soft front
sevens.
Did
you actually bet this one, or are you just taking it now?
No, I actually did bet it. I am taking it. I am taking it.
I was just curious.
I have bet it, and
I was close. I was like 5.9 wins. I didn't end up betting it.
Yeah, and I put a couple hundred on them to 18-1 to win to win the MAC, which hopefully I can hedge out whoever they come out against. But do that. EMU over.
You got two?
Was that
two MAC teams?
Yeah, two MAC teams. Yeah. Miami over and EMU. Boy, who am I?
Good luck with that. They shouldn't have to get into the bowl season and do anything there.
I'm going to do UL Monroe over 5.5. I think they get to a bowl game this year. I like Vieter. How do you say his name? Vieter?
You said it better than me.
Yeah.
I think the first way, yeah.
I mean, I love the offense. Defense stinks. If they could just be slightly improved on the defense side of the ball, I think I cash my ticket here. Over 5.5, UL Monroe.
But that's the shitty division, too. That's the Sun Belt shit division. Yeah, the Texas States and ULLs, right? So, yeah, good one.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to go two overs. I don't think this one's been taken. I didn't look. Fort Atlantic hasn't been taken, actually, right?
Nope.
8.5 is really low. I think they're really, really good, obviously. Everyone knows they're really good now. I don't expect them to drop off on the schedule. Everything prices out to be 9.49 wins, almost a full win higher. So I'll do Fort Atlantic at over 8.5. And then the other one that I actually have close to a game edge left, like out of all these teams, now this is the last one, it's dangerous, but I'll take it, but North Carolina over 5.5.
Ooh.
I like that play a lot.
Obviously all the suspensions early and all the like drama there, but they were one of the weirdest teams last year to go from whatever it was, 9 wins to 3 wins, or did they even get to 3? It might have been 2 wins last year.
That's a good play.
But they had 44 starts, I think, is the number that didn't end up starting that were expected to at one point during the season, is the most in 17 or 18 years or something. It's just one of those things. The number for me projected 6.38 wins, especially with the Virginia Tech team, I think is kind of – they had two guys that got sent, you know, off or got kicked off the team, and then Jackson, I think, is going to play probably week one, but a little more of a question there with him. And I'm down on Miami already, so it's kind of correlated a little bit to that. So anyway, over 5.5.
Yeah, their star defensive lineman is not suspended for Cal. Right?
That's true.
He's not suspended for Cal.
They're staggering him.
He is the best player, and he got staggered into their worst games, and he's playing against their best competition. So
yep.
Interesting.
And there's hardly a drop-off at quarterback either.
No.
You know what? I am going to go with, wow, now we're starting to get to that point where I'm
feel like you're kind of flipping a coin, but not quite yet.
Yeah, not quite yet. You know what? I'm going to go with Arkansas State over 9. I think this team's favored in 11 games outside of the Alabama game. They're playing the easier of the two divisions in the Sun Belt. They avoid one of the two big boys from the other side of the division and get the other one at home. Give me Arkansas State over 9.
No disagreement there.
And I'm sorry, Cheetah. It's not letting me type into this.
Oh, you can't edit it?
Yeah, it's not letting me.
Oh, Colin's doing it, I think. So at least he's on top of it.
Wow.
Did you get Arkansas State already?
Yeah. Yeah, I got him in there for.
Who was my other pick other than North Carolina just a second ago? It was an over, and I totally am spacing on who it was. I didn't mark it. Oh, Ford Atlantic. I'll mark it now. We're good. All right, go ahead.
You on the road. Can you mark that for me? Over.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We are going to do Wupig Sui. We're going to do an Arkansas under.
Yeah.
I have serious. Okay, so I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it. There's no chance in hell this team wins 7 games. They are having monster issues everywhere. Their quarterback play is atrocious. People don't realize that the talent on this roster is sub-SEC. I mean, it is. The recruiting has been so bad under Bielema. It's been apathetic.
Did you bet this yet?
So what's going on with me personally with Arkansas is that 5.5 has been the number everywhere.
Until more recently.
And then more recently, the South Point's still at 5.5.
There's a group I know that bet 3 season win totals like on all the like offshore credit, all the credit outs.
Right.
And they moved them all like a half game. One of them was Arkansas over 5.5.
Yep.
So now at 6, I'm with you. I kind of like under.
And it's 6. Yeah. Yeah. And so you look at the schedule, and the problems that I have with the schedule is they have one road game in a 2-month span. A&M is a neutral site game, and the schedule's soft. I mean, Colorado State, Vanderbilt's in there, Tulsa's in there. Some really bad. There's a lot of overs. This entire schedule screams overs, but that doesn't mean they're going to be able to lock it up and win the game. Yep. Their quarterback play is going to be so poor between Ty Story and Cole Kelly. So many mistakes that every
game. Have they announced a starter yet?
They have not announced a starter. Okay. They have their final scrimmage on Saturday. And, you know, Ty Story was good in the first scrimmage. He threw 2 interceptions in the second. Cole Kelly's, I think, minus 200 on 5 dimes to win the quarterback position. That's too high because of dead heat.
Wow.
They can't get to 7. They have a sweet spot against LSU because LSU comes right off of Alabama. And Arkansas comes off a bye. So if you're looking for a game of the year, that Arkansas number against LSU is a really sweet spot. So there's a chance that they could get to 6, but right now, personally, 5 dimes is got Arkansas at 6, at about minus 135, and I'm waiting to get – if I can get 130, 125, I'm just going to wait and see. Pump that Arkansas number up. I'll wait till kick, and I'm going to hit the under. So Arkansas on the under for the first one.
You have one more, right?
Yes.
No, you're good. Take your time. We're getting through it pretty well. I think we got over half the teams drafted at least by now. So.
Yep.
I'm going to do Arizona State on the under.
Oh, damn it. Good pick.
Yeah. You know what? You go out and read the team preview. I'm down on these guys. I'm down on Herm, and their secondary is atrocious. New defensive scheme, 3-3-5. Everything about this team, I don't like them in the South at all.
I hate their schedule, too. San Diego State on the road, Michigan State non-conference. They pull the big boys from the Pac-12 North. Very tough schedule.
Arizona State's defensive coordinator just came from Rocky Long. He was Rocky Long's main DC right-hand guy since 2011. So if you think San Diego State, they're going to
nice little matchup.
Yeah, they're going to whip Arizona State in that. We'll see.
They whipped them last year.
Yeah,
they did anyways.
Yeah. I was like, Men that, against boys.
That was when things were, yeah, rock bottom for ASU, basically.
You know, I'm going to go. Looks from all practice reports I'm reading, Clayton Thorson's going to be healthy. So, you know, I think at worst I push this. I'm going to go Northwestern over 6. I think they could steal a home win over Michigan, Notre Dame. Wouldn't be out of the question. I haven't got to it yet, but I think even the Purdue, I bet Purdue early. But at 3.5 now, that number's not right if Thorson's going to play. So I like Northwestern over 6.
I had a buddy message me a couple days ago, said he was like running the option in practice.
Yeah, he is.
I was like, if he's even like borderline, he wouldn't be running the option. So that was telling that's that one word there made it seem that like he must be just be like full strength.
Why it's funny Fitzgerald is allowing people to see that because he was so tight-lipped about Thorson's status.
And there's a tweet, Northwestern's Twitter account is tweeting him running. Stuff.
Like, all right, I guess he's right. And so I'm with you. 3.5 is too high. I actually, there were two games I really, really were like was borderline on that are kind of like big question marks. So I did a really, really square teaser, but I'll give it to you guys now. So I took Northwestern up to 10.5.
I love it.
Which I don't, I mean, I think it should be like a pick 'em game anyway. So,
yep.
And it will be if he's announced officially starting. I think it'll come down from the 3.5 at least to 2 or whatever. But, the other one, I there was still a 9.5 at one book, so I used this one to get it down to 2.5. But West Virginia against Tennessee.
Yeah.
As down as you guys are, I guess, on West Virginia, I think Tennessee's just going to be a mess from the get-go with first-year coach, first-year coordinators, like just trying to, like, very similar to Bowling Green, you know, with all the brand-new stuff a couple seasons ago where they lost by 100 to, who was it? They played week one. It was Ohio State that they maybe played week one.
Yeah.
It's 2 seasons ago, I think. But anyways, I'm very down on Tennessee, but I'm with you on Northwestern where it's getting kind of to the point where you have to take the 3.5. I'm up, actually, huh? 2 games. So let me go with – this is one that I think – this is one I was worried about Fleck in Minnesota in his second year, but the schedule is too tough. I think they're going to win 5. So I'm going to go Minnesota under 6. Mm. And I think getting a half point at this point in this draft is fine. If they do win 6, it's totally cool with me. So Minnesota
true freshman, walk-on quarterback.
That's the news, right?
Yeah.
I talked about JT Daniels not being able to grow a beard. Did you see the picture of this kid when they tweeted that out? Yeah. I mean,
good luck.
And then this one, I just think their defense is so good. And I think people, I don't think anyone in here would say Josh Allen was very good last year at all. He was just hurt partly, but he also just wasn't very good. And then he has the name because of the NFL prospect in him. But I'll go Wyoming over 6.5. It's a smaller bet for me. I did like 2/3 of my standard sizing. My number's 6.73, so it's like wasn't a huge edge, but when I actually like went game to game, I don't know. I had it in me. I think they're going to be winning 7 or 8 a ton of the time. So I'll go with Wyoming for my second pick. And
that's about where we are now, where we're at. You know, we got
like small edges where you're kind of just going with your gut. That's going to be the case here for a little while. Yeah.
You know, give me Florida State. I'm going to go under 8. I think schedules might get them. I'm a very tricky schedule. Non-conference, Notre Dame, Florida. I think the Syracuse on the road early could catch them. I don't think the Virginia Tech's a slam dunk like everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. Give me under 8.
And I've got a special little stash if it gets to 7.
Well, I got a pick, so I'm happy with my Florida State pick bet.
I've been waiting for that number to get to 7, that Virginia Tech number. I mean, we're trending that way, and once it gets there, I mean, that's just too – I mean, people don't realize that Florida State, they were, I think – close to the bottom 10 in the nation in pace of play. And now Tiger's going to come in and try to put him in the top 10 of pace of play. So I don't care who's running quarterback. I mean, this is a massive change in scheme and live action. So, that's 7 the first week. But, yeah, I agree with you on this pick. Back on to me.
You got 2, yep.
Sit here and talk about how much I dislike Florida State. We should be better with what they recruit every year. It's shocking to me that this team is not contending for the playoff every single year. Kind of like a team I'm completely in love with. Let me see if they're a half.
They are. I hope you don't pick them. It's who I was going to pick next.
I'm going to lay off of them.
Good. Whew.
I'm going to lay off of them. I'm going to go.
Brad snipes them, but
I'm going to go with a Kansas State under.
Oh. Okay.
I mean,
I guess if you have them 10.5 at home to Mississippi State, that makes sense.
I'm very down on these guys. The returning production isn't great on the defense, and the defense wasn't great in the first place. I think, quote me if I'm wrong here, I think we only got 4 games at home and 5 on the road in the conference. There's just not a lot of good spots for these guys. I don't like the Mississippi State game. I don't see how they win that game at home. I feel pretty comfortable that they're not going to get to 7 wins. I just think teams are – the quarterback situation, Kansas State just feels like a team, if they got to 6, they'd be happy that they're making a bowl. Not really, you know, I don't think 7 is really in the plans. Got another one to go.
For what it's worth, I didn't bet either way on Kansas State, so I don't really have an argument against you either.
That Mississippi State -3, that's just – to me, I'm sorry. It's a ridiculous. It's a trap, though. Just like Matt said, right?
How much money do you have on it? I'm sure you've
already have a nickel down on it, right? I'm like, I'm already sweating it. It's not even here yet.
Oh, Dodgers got out of a jam. Sorry, sir. We have a guest in the room that also has money on the Cardinals that isn't on the podcast, but leadoff double and Dodgers got out of it.
This is a really hard part of the draft because now all the numbers are starting to look.
Right where you have
similar, yeah, right where I've got them. And so, you know who a team I really don't like and everybody loves is South Carolina. I'm going to take the under on South Carolina. I'm just not a believer in Muschamp. There's things about this team that bug me. I don't think they're as good as they're being projected. I don't like the schedule. They think that they're going to – I think Georgia is going – I just put it in there right now that I think Georgia in week two is going to slam these guys to the mat.
If South Carolina won the game outright, and that's like Georgia's like toughest spot in the whole schedule. Actually, yeah, I think if there's a spot Georgia loses, it's that one. So it's funny.
Smash them last year.
No,
I'm on a different spectrum with you there. I feel like
Georgia's like not getting enough love whatsoever. It's like, do you guys realize it's Alabama 2.0? Now I didn't. You know, I'll be quiet. They haven't been picked yet, so we'll save it. But
you can have Georgia. That's fine. You're done. That was your second, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna take Washington over 10.
Nice.
I think I know the team that you was thinking. So was it Clemson?
No,
it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Dang. All right. So I just can't get Washington 9-3. I think at worst I push it. Outside the Auburn game, this team's favored in 11 games this year. Defense, I think, is still right there. Jimmy Lake's going to call the plays. I'm not a huge Jake Browning fan, but, I mean, he's got the experience. Gaskin, I think, is one of the more underappreciated players in the country. And I love Peterson. Over 10
maybe
Washington.
The best secondary in the country.
Everybody's pointed that Oregon spot as being like a really bad spot for them. Has anybody seen the box score from the last 2 years Washington's played Oregon? My gosh.
So I bet Washington to win it all. So they're one of my like longer-ish shots.
The question is what you get, right?
40-1.
Brad's got a good number.
So the best number when I bet it was 20, and then there was someone who told me about a credit shop that had a 50, like just never moved it.
Wow.
So I'm averaged out now to like 35.
All right.
So we're similar. I like 40, that. 35. It's way too high.
They're going to run.
And I bet +3 against Auburn for what it's worth for people that could still
get
through.
What do they go down? 10-1 if they beat Auburn in the opener?
Yeah, it'll cut in half. That's our toughest game. So at that point.
Great question, because they're going to sweep. Yeah. They could sweep the rest of the schedule.
And if they beat Auburn and do drop one and win the Pac-12, obviously depending on where everyone else shakes out, they can still get in with one loss. So to get that price, yeah, it's way too high. So I do like Washington in general. But my team, for some reason I thought you were going to pick them. Well, I think it was you that was saying something. I don't know why, but Iowa. I'm over 7.5.
Yeah. That's a very good pick.
So, like, my numbers kind of line up to where 7.5 is close, but I bet them to win the West, and they get Wisconsin at home early, where if they can pull that upset, I like them quite a bit. And I got a juiced 7 in town, like a -140-ish or something that I bet. My ticket is on over 7. I just don't think they're ever 6-6, but at 7.5, it's still worth the bets. Or at least using here in the contest. So
really good, Matt.
That was my one that I actually had this weird feeling you were going to take. And my other one here, I bet over 7.5, and at 8, I'm fine taking a push if it lands 8. My number's 8.54 for Fresno State, a team that obviously came out of nowhere last year for most people. But I personally don't think they're going to have this like second year fall off where it's just because they play it in a conference that just isn't very good anyways. And if you're out coaching everyone else and then you have the experience they do returning, I don't think it's going to be like a second year weirdness that a lot of people have pointed out. So the schedule's not like the easiest in the world. I mean, I know they have to play a few out of conference that could obviously run into some issues. Let me pull it up real quick. I'm just curious.
Oh, I think they can win both their non-conference games against UCLA and Minnesota.
At UCLA.
They can win both those. I wouldn't be stunned.
I have them around like coin flips for both of those. And then even Toledo at home is not like a guaranteed win either. So they have like three tougher. But it's not like you said, they're all winnable ones too. They have no game on their schedule that they're not going to, you know, at least have a shot in. And even, you know, Road, Boise, they could win that. No one would be surprised. So anyway, Fresno at 8. Or excuse me, is it 8? Yeah, 8. And my number was 8.5. So those are the two. Brad's up next.
All right, I'm going to go. Very good pick on Iowa. Man, that was my next pick. That was very, I like that. Pretty sneaky there, Preston. Let me get – you know what? I'm going to go Virginia Tech. I think this is another half point I think I'm going to pick up. I'm going to go over 8. I think I get it. They lost a lot on defense. They got a lot of injuries. But I like Justin Fuente. I like Bud Foster.
Me too. Me too.
I think I can beat Notre Dame. So give me – they got Miami at home too.
That was another one of those three that I know this group or syndicate moved. One was the Arkansas. One was Vautech under 8.5 for what it's worth. So we're both, I guess, against that movement. But it's hard to see them going 7-5, and I'm a Fuente fan as well. I think they're not as good, and they don't really have the potential, I don't think, to actually win the Coastal. But to get
to get a
half point, get to 9 wins even.
Okay, I'm going to make my first. I project this over the number, but I still don't like this team. I think they are completely worthless, and that's going to be a Tulsa under. They did nothing.
I'm similar to you.
They did nothing to repair this defense whatsoever. They are one of the most atrocious defenses I've ever seen. Chad President is not that great of a quarterback. They didn't bring in any JUCOs. I think that was the thing that impressed me with Philip Montgomery. When you have these kinds of issues on defense or – you call in some JUCOs to get some help.
You just want someone that's like even average that can just help sustain or whatever.
And they've got like a defensive coordinator that I think is 97 years old, and they didn't make any changes there either. So I'm taking Tulsa on the under. I mean, this is the end of the rope.
I think you're going to have point a lot of the time. I think they land 4 a ton, but
yeah,
there's like for like college football nerds, that was low key one of the weirdest swings in a Philip Montgomery offense to what happened last year. He's always just been
the quarterback.
Whether he had a
us.
Really good quarterback or not, they were just these high power offenses, and they couldn't do anything last year. Mm-mm. I think either the quarterbacks are that bad, or something's going on. And whether the defense is good or not, I was just shocked how poor they were offensively. I think they'll bounce back to some degree this season. But anyways, you got one more team. Go ahead.
I'm going to do Pitt on the under. I mean, really, 5.5? This team's making a bowl? No, it's not.
Straightforward.
I like it.
Brad, go ahead.
I'm going to go Louisiana Tech. I think it's another maybe half point over 7.
Yep.
I do like Skip Holtz. Not in any other conference other than Conference USA. They're a hard luck team. What, they have 3 games last year where they lost by a single point apiece? I think the West is wide open between them, UAB, and North Texas, over 7, Louisiana Tech.
I had that one more. So I bet over 6.5. And then at 7, for 7 for this, I was like waiting to basically the point we're at now. So nice pick, actually. Would have been on my radar here soon. App State over 8.5. I made a small bet on that and a small bet on them to win the conference. My number's 8.9, so I'll take that one here now. And then Charlotte under 3.5. I don't think anyone's taken Charlotte. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That name has not been mentioned yet.
Okay, I'll mark it. It's weird. With these smaller conferences, I think there's bigger swings, and I usually keep my bet sizing down for smaller conferences where some like one player or one offensive coordinator or a coach can swing a team in like the MAC or the Sun Belt or conference, say, 2 or 3 wins. So I'm usually more cautious when I'm betting the smaller conferences, unless I'm really confident about it. Like Ohio, for example, like I'm certain. But so I had a big bet on Ohio over 8. This is one where I made like a half X, 0.5X bet on Charlotte under 3.5, and it's still there. It's in market numbers 3.5. So my number's 2.9.
I'm going to go with, I like this team a lot, but I just can't get them to 8-4. I'm going to go Buffalo under 7. I love the dynamic wide receiver on the outside. I'm more of a believer in Miami, Ohio, and Ohio in that side of the division. That's the case. I don't see Buffalo going 8-4.
My number's lower too. And was it Felica Bear?
Yeah,
Felica bet over on Buffalo.
Yeah,
and I think it moved market like half game. So
I thought 6.5 was the right number.
Yep, same. And at 7, it's probably worth some money. Actually,
it's really hard to watch those highlights and not fall in love with that team and just give them more credit than what they're actually worth. Georgia Southern still on the board?
My number
is directly on 6. This contest is at 6. I'm taking the over. I like these guys. This could be a sneaky one because they have a lot of positive attributes going on. Plus, I'm not really confident in Troy and App State being the Troy and App State from years past. So I'm going to go with Georgia Southern on the over. Yeah,
You know what? I can only talk about it so much before I have to put up or shut up. I'm taking Kansas over 2.5.
Oh wow!
Oh wow! I bet under 3.5. So good luck.
Where are you getting three and a half?
Yeah, I think I laid 155.
That requires them to win a conference game. I'm not sure that now. This 2.5. Yeah,
cash this after the first three games.
Central Michigan is god awful. Now I saw this string of tweets the other day that Nichols is coming in hot. 10 point dogs. Nichols is fired up for this game. Rutgers can only run the ball. They have a good power running attack, but Kansas legitimately has a front seven that is going to be one of the best in the Big 12.
They were one of my favorite teams to watch last year because their offense was actually – it was this weird dynamic where they were down 21-28 so often or more that they always went for it, and they were kind of – but they would go really fast. And their efficiency offensively was better than I think people realize.
Yeah.
And I still bet under 3.5 because there was a 3.5 that existed. And there's just no way they're winning 4 very often, so I had to do it. But I think it's fine if you want to. I think they're winning 3 a ton of the time. So
when you and I met 5 years ago, you told me the key to life was to never bet on Kansas football.
So far, so
good.
That was
one of the first things you ever said.
Until last year, they finally showed signs of maybe having an offense.
Right.
One of the keys to life. Never bet on Kansas. You got one more?
I thought that was it. I did Kansas, Georgia Southern.
All right.
No, you're right. You're right. Go ahead.
I'm going to go NC State under 7.5. I just think that the Wolfpack lost too much in the defensive front. I thought it was an all-time, you know, as far as talent-wise on that position group for them. Give me NC State under 7.5.
Who's their quarterback? His name's Spacing.
Finley. Right now.
Yeah,
he's a good one.
Yeah, he's solid. But my number was a little lower, too. So I didn't end up betting it. A friend of mine did as well. Maybe I got to get money down on it because seems like a couple people I know now like under. I have two already set up here. Coastal Carolina. It's another one I think I'll get a half point on 4 a lot, but my projection is 3.65, so hopefully half point, but maybe a full point there, but under Coastal Carolina at 4. And this is one that I think they win 4 way more often than 5 or more. So Georgia State under 4.5. So both of those unders.
Yeah, I think I waited long enough. I'm going to take another Service Academy over. Give me
Army
over 7. I think, again, it's tough for me to get this team to 6-6. I know they lose Bradshaw, but I'm a big fan of Todd Monken, so I think they'll be just fine. The schedule, relatively easy.
Relatively easy? Have you seen the schedule?
Hey, FCS games count.
What's your guys' number in the Duke game? Do you remember?
Mine is Duke minus 13.5, and I should have got on this on 10. I didn't.
I have a higher even.
Yeah, I have it like 17.
Yeah, okay. Mine's like 15.5.
Not
or 16.
To mean, this is a revenge game.
But I know I missed the 10 and 11 that was even there for a while, and I was frustrated. Yeah. But I still think under 14 might be worth a bet. Anyways.
Yeah, I agree. But let's talk about this schedule, right? Three teams that were FCS teams last year.
Yeah.
San Jose State's on this schedule. 3 MAC teams on this schedule. Yeah. Schedule, like every Army was so lucky last year, and this total is really low, but the schedule is.
I thought I was going to bet them under.
Just couldn't do it once you lined it all up.
Not with the schedule. All right, are we back on me?
You do have 2 shots. I'm pretty sure I'm like out of anything I actually have money on now.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, no, there is another one. No, never mind. I was on it. I'm getting close to where I just don't have any money on any of these. And I made like 40 season win total bets. So
we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. So let me look through the list. I don't know how that team's going to win one game. So let me check what I got projection wise. This was one of those set it and forget it teams, right? let's go with a. Oh my God, my projection's right there. Let me do a Kent State under.
Oh, that's one of mine, actually.
It's at 2.5. I got it at 2.5. I don't see them winning 3. Schedule doesn't dictate 3. I don't see the 3 winnable spots. Let's just go with, I mean, we're at the end of this thing. Let's take the Kent State under.
Tied it.
Another team I really dislike.
One extra, as I told you, is going to happen.
Another team I strongly dislike is Louisiana Lafayette. I'm going to take the under on them. They do not have a shred of what resembles a football team right now, so we will. I've got them projected lower than 4.5.
I'm going to go with, this is one I bet. No, you know what? No, I'm going to take another half point. I don't see how Clemson goes 10-2. I mean, I got them double-digit favorite nearly every game outside the Florida State road trip, and I think they're clearly better than the Seminoles. Give me Clemson over 11. I mean, I would say, let me throw this out. Outside the quarterback spot, I think Clemson, player for player, is better than Alabama this year.
Or even better.
I mean, you put Watson on this year's Clemson team, and I wouldn't be, first time in what, a decade, I wouldn't be afraid to make Clemson a favorite over Alabama.
Yeah, I have a lot of money on Clemson to make the playoff and to win. When it was plus 750, I hit them to win the national title, too, because I was like, why are they being priced plus 750 and Bama's being priced at plus 210? That's not – they're both same talent-wise.
They have very similar schedules, too.
They have very similar schedules, and I just don't understand why Clemson was so – now, the price has obviously come down to about 4-1. And so they're being priced correctly now, but Brad's right. How does this team go 10-2? They know A&M so well. They know Jimbo so well. They know Mike Elko so well. I can't see them going 10-2.
It's on me, right?
Hmm.
All right. So I'm going to go. This one's close. Utah State over 7.5. They're going to lose to Michigan State to start it, but then I only have them dogs in one more game that's really significant. They'll be a dog at BYU, but not very big, but at Boise to end the season. So I think they could, obviously, 10 winnable games and then need 8 to cast this one. My number was like 7.76, so I'll take over 7.5. Let's see. I need one more. I'm going to take – let's double check at the very bottom of my list. Oh, this one, I don't know why the market was – I think I'm underrating them, but at this point I'll just take them for this draft. Western Kentucky under 5. My number was like 4 even. But I had this feeling that I was being a little shy on adjusting them back up some. But anyways, so I have a pretty good edge on the under 5, so I'll take it. I think I get a half point a good portion of the time.
You're taking over under 5
on Western Kentucky. Yeah, my number is 4.00 wins. So anyway, those are my two. Brad, you're up.
Yeah, I got them over 4. That's what I bet at South Point.
You bet over.
Day.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know. I
think
right
it's too high. I would bet the under right now, and I actually might. I'm not.
Just take. It's not bad to have over 4 and under 5 in your pocket.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go with. Here's another team. I can't get Georgia to lose 2 games. I could maybe see it, but you're right, Colin. I mean, I could see if you were to give me a prop. Who's gonna win more national titles the next 6-7 years? Georgia or Alabama? I would take Georgia right now. I think you could see it. Just look, line up recruiting classes. In a year or two, Georgia might actually have a more talented roster than Alabama. Give me Georgia over 10.5.
Fun fact, as I was digging through box scores, they lost 1/3 quarter last year, and Kirby Smart's adjustments against OU in the second half were just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
This is the team of the future. Yeah. This is 2.0. This is Saban Jr., and Saban's going to retire.
Fields.
Yeah.
That quarterback is unbelievable. Best true freshman quarterback I've ever seen in a spring game.
Really?
Woo.
Yeah.
We just need Fromm to get
Trevor
hurt.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence got put on about 20 pounds.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
Get
yeah.
Killed. Yeah. This kid, Fields, he's ready to go right now at 6'3", 230. Yeah. I would not be – I love Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
I think Fields would be the starter by the end of the year. That's how good this kid is.
Jacob Fromm got so much better on 3rd and long as the season went on. He got so much better. But, yeah, this Justin Fields kid, he can start
so
now.
Do you know off the top of your head what their against the spread record was in the second half, so assuming they won every 3rd quarter?
They straight up won all but one game against the spread in the second half. I don't know.
I'm sure it was positive.
I'd have to get into my bet labs and dive into that.
Bama, probably, right?
Wisconsin's another one. Like, one thing that people, if you're betting second halves, just a point worth making here in the pod. Wisconsin was another one that was really positive, so I'm assuming Georgia was too.
Yeah.
Teams that have leads, and then their strength is that they run the ball really well and defend really well.
Yeah.
It compounds as the second half goes on, as other teams are hurrying and throwing, trying to play catch up, and they're running the ball, which is their strength anyways.
Right.
So Wisconsin is a good team to look at, just generally second half. And then Georgia may be one that's, you know, an up and coming, just obviously adjustments correlated to, like you said, Kirby Smart defensively.
What tipped me off was that I noticed that I start looking at S&P Plus rankings by quarter, and when I saw that Georgia was number one in the 3rd quarter, I started investigating like what they are in the second half, and then I started reading more into what Kirby does to the defense and lining up guys differently. And there's just a certain amount of teams. Know your teams. that have better ratings in the second half, because that's the teams you want to live bet and you want to get into for second halves.
Or at least if you're liking another side that they're facing,
yeah,
just stay away or something. Like, you know, it's right. Not to bother betting against Georgia in the second half.
Kind of like that Tulane game where we had a couple dimes down on that last year. That was nuts.
I think you still have two because we were just talking about the Georgia pick for a few minutes. Go ahead.
We are really far down in this list.
Yeah, there's I'm not looking too many schools left. Yeah. Maybe like 15-ish?
Looking at teams I don't really want to have maybe any 20, piece 20-ish. Of here. But some of these teams are so on the number. It's not even fair. But can I – let's do a – how do you have them listed in here? Let's do a Connecticut under 3. I got them projected at about that. I don't see any possible way that that team is getting to 4. I feel like they just have a program to have a program. I'm not even –
not a fan of Edsel.
Yeah, at all. I mean, there's no improvement, right? I mean, there's no progression here. He feels like a placeholder. And their quarterback, what is it, Sheriff? Sheriff? Yeah. He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. So.
I was away from the mic. Not that he was great anyways. Yeah. But, I mean, he actually was, one of their positive pieces, and now he's gone.
Yeah, the lone positive piece. Nobody's mentioned this team. And everybody in the world is hot on these guys, and I've got them projected directly on 6. I'm going to take Cal on the under. I don't see 7 wins on this team. I love Wilcox. I understand that they're improving. Everybody's falling in love with this team. But this schedule is conducive to 6, not 7, and we're down here at the end of this. And I think if they get to a bowl, there's something to be said about these teams that once they get to 6 wins – they're happy enough that they've already qualified for a bowl. I mean, getting to 7 does them no good in late November. So, and plus, think of kids traveling out on Thanksgiving weekend and you've already qualified for a bowl and you're not going to the championship game for the conference. Like, I feel like Cal is a team that gets to 6 and they're pretty happy.
I'm going to go with, I really like this guy. You want to talk about an up-and-comer coach? I'm going to take Iowa State over 6.5. Nice. Routinely, a team that makes a huge jump like they did last year, I'd want to bet the under. That
was my feeling, basically, the Fresno State sentiments. I think you put it more clearly than I did. But, yeah, like you'd think you'd be betting under against a team like that.
But, I'm not. Yeah. But I did bet an under 7.5. I found up at Pepper Mill last weekend. That was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. That, full win.
That should land 6 or 7 most of the time.
Yeah, I think this team does. It's 7-5. You know, they got one of the more underrated players in the country, Montgomery.
Yeah.
At running back, quarterback back. First 6th year. And I love Matt Campbell. Give me over 6.5.
When a team has a year like that, you look to take the under on the next year, but I can't find any faults in these guys, you know?
No. And the thing is that they did it like week after week. Like, you'd think they were going to fall off after Oklahoma, and they didn't, or TCU.
It wasn't fool's gold either.
Yeah, it was.
They're not going to surprise anybody this year, though.
That's true.
Everybody's going to be ready for this. I think OU does go to Ames, though, but they have to travel to a lot of other spots this year.
All right, I'm going to two high variance picks here. One, because it's very correlated to if Stock still actually is healthy the entire year. Which I'll bet that he is. So Middle Tennessee over 7. My number is 7.46, I think. 7.46. So I actually made a half X or half unit bet on that myself a couple weeks back on 6.5, but now it's 7. So I'll just take 7 here for the contest. And then last one, Georgia Tech over 6. I bet over 5.5, actually. At 6, I don't love it as much, but I think I'm getting half point a lot of the time. And my number is actually 6.38. Very high variance, because I say, because the fumbles with Georgia Tech, and obviously they're running the option a ton, but they've had these weird years where they'll be really down and they'll win 9 or 10 games and they'll be really down. And a lot of it's just been correlated to if they're recovering the 20 fumbles or not that they have. They had that one year after they made that run a couple years back, almost before Florida State, who ended up winning it all, I think. Like the following season, they're like minus 18 in fumbles or something ridiculous, which is supposed to be about 50-50. So they had a very similar kind of bad regression.
Pay attention to the Georgia Tech defense. They went and got App State's defensive coordinator, Nate Woody, who was top 25 in havoc the last 2 years. Expect Georgia Tech to start creating some of their own turnovers on that side of the ball.
Now that'll help a ton. Yeah, go.
I'm going to go Western Michigan over 6.5. I thought, you know, clearly disappointed, take several steps back last year, but a lot of it had to do with their quarterback getting injured. And they just lost momentum at the end of the season. I think Lester's all right. They still got a lot of talented recruiting classes from P.J. Fleck that are now upperclassmen. Give me over 6.5.
I'm going to roll with a Vandy under. I feel like the wheels are coming off this program.
Can't go wrong with that. Yeah.
If they get to the point where they can't qualify for a bowl, are they winning any more games for the rest of the year? Swing game obviously going to be Arkansas, trip to Arkansas. So I'm going to take the under here on Vanderbilt as one of my picks.
Brad, Utah's not on the list here. You took them at over seven.
Yes,
I did. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm just making sure this is lining up with my list while Colin gets his second pick in. It might be that... Oh, never mind. I won't say anything. I'll tell you after.
I'm going to take an Old Dominion under. This number of six is...
That's the other one. I think Felica bet over, and it moved up like a half game or even more now.
I kind of like the under, too. Yeah, the power of the bear, right.
There you go.
he actually helped me out a little bit, too. Back in May, BetOnline released Stanford over under 9.5, and he said that he said on a podcast he liked the over, and
whoa,
it hung there. Yeah, it hung there for a few weeks. So
That's why you were able to keep rebounding. I remember you got eight times or something.
I hit it like eight times, and they would never move it. So obviously there was some action going the other way. But no, I'm going to take the Old Dominion on the under here. Got one more to go, I think. Or,
to be honest, I think you already picked another team, didn't you?
Vanderbilt.
Yeah. All right. So Brad is up.
You know what? I like this team. I think they have the best defense they've had in maybe a decade. I can't get them to 7 wins. I'm just not a Kingsbury fan. I'm going to go under 6 wins for Texas Tech. I think I push it.
Yeah, it's absolutely 6, right? Yeah. Like, he's going to be suffering for his job, and all of a sudden
they'll get
roll.
The ball game,
yeah,
but they won't get him off.
Yeah.
That does sound right. I have it 5.88, so that is, let's see.
But they are playing defense. That's pretty shocking.
They are.
So I'm going to – this is a team that could just run the table, so I'm fine. And I think they'll go 10-2 a ton of the time. And I bet a really, really juiced 9.5, actually. But Wisconsin over 10, I'll just take now. And this is another one where I think I'm going to push a lot of the time. And I bet at 8.5, but Michigan State over 9. So I'll take both of those Big Ten overs. And I did find at a place here locally, Michigan State to win the Big Ten was 12-1.
That's a bang.
It's mostly sevens. And I don't know, there was like a rogue number that they took 500 on it. So I'm a Michigan State fan now.
Michigan State does not have to play.
They have the easiest schedule of that division.
They have the easiest schedule of the division.
It sets up nicely, yeah.
And they're the most experienced team coming back. I like that.
I like Lewerke a lot, quite a bit. He was only a freshman last year, I believe, but I think he'll be the next step for their, at least as far as their quarterbacks have gone.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with the team. I'm going to double back on this. They play each other week one, so I think I'm going to win one of these bets just for whoever wins or loses week one. I'm going to take Ole Miss under 6. I just can't get them to 7 wins. And I love their wide receiver core, love their quarterback, Jordan Ta'amu, but I just can't get them 7.
Yeah, defense optional, right?
Yeah.
Defense optional. The rest of these are just so close. I don't even know what to do with some of these. I mean, even some of these bad teams that are on our list, I think they're improved, so I hate to be – you know what? I'm going to go with a Purdue under 6. They – were powered by defense last year, and everybody on the defense is gone, and they're going to have to lean back, and Brohm's going to have to get that offense going.
I think he will to an extent, but I think it's all going to wash out to where they're a very similarly rated team all year long, or at least valued.
The first one I'll take is Purdue on the under, and then I just want to leave these guys alone with all the news floating around and the 3-game suspension by their coach, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a Mississippi State over 8.5. And
nice. That was coming up for me.
I'll do a shout out to, there was an athletic piece that came out today for Bruce Feldman about what Moorhead is doing with Nick Fitzgerald to improve his accuracy. And that's the problem everybody has, is when Fitzgerald decides to try to make a play, it always ends up in an INT. Yeah. But now they're throwing him through an amazing amount of drills. And if you get out of Nick Fitzgerald half of what Trace McSorley is, then this over 8.5 shouldn't be an issue.
And a favorable schedule this year for him.
Throwing air, Cardinals, 2-1, 1-out, bottom of the 8th. You take 2 teams, Colin?
I did.
Cool. Brad, you're good.
I think the market's a little down on this team because of credit card scandal. I think they're 4-8 team just like they were a year ago. I'm going to take Rutgers over 3.5. They're going to start a true freshman in that quarterback.
This requires a win at Kansas, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
On the road.
What's your number on them? Like your projection? I don't know if you have it written down there.
Yeah,
putting
you
on the spot.
I have 3.9
and 3.5. Yeah.
And you took under 3.5?
No. Over. Did I say under?
Yeah, over. I thought you did.
Over
okay, that makes more sense to me. I was a little
over 3.5.
There was like this silence.
Thank
I was like,
you.
Let me see what my number is. I thought they were more of an over.
Yeah, over 3.5. I'm right. Sorry.
I don't know if Colin had written it in the doc yet, but we'll give you over. I had this hunch that maybe you misspoke. I misheard you. Maybe you did say over. We'll hear back, I guess, later.
That's why that Kansas-Rutgers game, I mean, TCU and Ohio State, you guys can move over because Kansas and Rutgers, that decides both their win totals.
Yeah. Awesome. I agree, it does.
All right, I have two pretty lame ones because I think I'm – at this point, I'll be really happy, I guess, just like the game theory side of this, right, if I can get 2 half points, so 1 point at this point in the draft. Of these two picks, Auburn under 9, I bet 9.5. -140. That's where my money is. I think they win 9 a ton of the time, but 8 more than 10 or more. So maybe I'll get a full point out of this. And then last one, Boise over 10. I don't think they're ever really winning 9 or less. So I think I'm getting a half point out of that one a ton. And then it wouldn't shock anybody if they won 11 or 12 or 13, obviously, with the Mountain West Conference title. So those two for me. And Brad, you're up.
I'm going to go with, I think the number's spot on, so hopefully I get a half win here. FIU, 5. I'm going to go under 5. Benefited a lot last year. If you watch the bowl game, I think they're going to miss Alex Magoo at quarterback because they went from dynamic offense, 60-some points against Massachusetts in the finale, to couldn't get a first down against Temple in the bowl. They're going to miss him.
That's a good read. And the numbers for me came up right around 4, but that's all their variance kind of points downward.
Butch had everything coming back. He rocked into a really good situation down there.
I like Butch, though.
He knows Miami. Now we're really down to some teams.
No
really
one's picked BYU yet. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, I'm
how are
for
we
you,
in the room with you and BYU hasn't been picked yet, right?
Brad, you're on Georgia, right? That one's not marked.
Yeah,
we're coming down to, we've only got a couple teams left here. I'm going to do, let me look at this real quick. I'm going to do a Marshall over. Now, I got it at 8.1, and this is an over 8. I think I'm higher on this team than just about anybody, but I think FAU can be beat. They get FAU in a great homecoming spot at home this year. You know, that's going to be an under a 6-point spread, I believe.
It's 5 right now at South Point. I bet +8 on an opener.
You got it at plus 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that spot that they've got there. And just overall, I think some of the teams that they drew out of the West from my memory, it was a favorable schedule. So I'm definitely going to take the over here. Some of these teams on here, right?
I mean, one that I just realized I kind of like.
At the very end,
did you see the play guest that's in here? I won't say your name. It's up on the screen. You should have lost. You should have lost this then. Did you see it?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You're watching on your phone on the app. Look up here.
Right.
It was like one of the plays
as
of the night.
The side baseball action is
going on with the runner in his way. And he still scoops it and gets him out of first.
I'm gonna
lose in the 14th inning my under 8 bet. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I've already hit. I thought, did I hit a North Texas under? I didn't do that yet.
No.
All right, no, they haven't been picked under.
This is a defense optional team. There's going to be a lot of overs. Another team that's on Arkansas' schedule that should be a 50-52 kind of type ball game. I don't see them getting to 9. They don't have the defense to have 9 wins, so we're going to go on the under.
I'm going to go with Oregon under 8.5. I'm not a Mario Cristobal fan. Love Justin Herbert. Schedule is very soft, non-conference. But in conference, I think, I don't know, we're at the point here. I just think it's more likely that Oregon's 8-4 than 9-3.
Some of these teams you're betting on, I don't think he's a good coach, and I don't know if Herbert's going to stay healthy, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's health and coaching at this point because the number just directly pins it on it.
Yep.
So the one I found that I liked is a ton of upside, and they also could only lose – excuse me, I keep saying this, only win 7 or 8, but Michigan over 9, that's right where my number is. So I'm thinking I'm getting a half point a lot, but
yeah,
if they won 10, 11, with this, even the tough schedule, I have to take them at this point in this draft. So Michigan over 9, and then there was one more. that I had marked. Oh, sorry. Give me 10 seconds. I got to check my number on this team. Nah, never mind. I got too into the Dodger game for a second, and I didn't get my second pick ready. You know who might be pretty good? I'm just going to take him for the sake of rooting along. Actually, hold on. Sorry. Scratch it. Nope. I think I'm going to push a lot. I'll take a half point as UNLV over six. I get to root for him. It's 5, 6, or 7 is basically their window. Like, there's not really any other option to me.
I just worry, man, if Armani gets hurt.
If he gets hurt, then there is
they that. They don't have a Johnny Stan backing him up this year.
I'm so burned by these guys. I mean, I came into Cantor last year and hit that 30-1 to win the Mountain West and thought Matthew Holt was going to fall out of his chair when he had a limit bet was $300, right? And he was like, who's coming in hitting this? And I love Armani Rodgers so much, and they had the perfect schedule, like dodging Boise and Wyoming. And then
San Diego State at home, and then they just laid an egg. Because they were off an upset, I think it ended up being. And then they,
I love these guys. I love this offense. But play some defense.
They'll be better this year defensively. Brad, go ahead.
I'm going to take, wow. We're down in the nitty gritty. Let me go with San Diego State over 8.5. And Rocky Long, I trust. Enough said.
Nothing you need.
And I'm taking the money line against Stanford and against Arizona State.
I just think Stanford, from losing to San Diego State last year, has got to be somewhat motivated in that game.
They've got other fish to. They got bigger fish to fry on their side. They might overlook them again. Do. All right. We back on CW?
Yeah, you got two for you.
All right. Boy, I don't think Texas A&M is getting to 8 wins. Not this year.
That's a great pick.
Maybe next year, but we're going to go on the under with A&M. And then
they haven't announced a quarterback yet, have they? For starting,
Starkle,
I mean. Mond was so bad. It should be Starkle.
It's got to be Starkle.
It's got to be, right.
Yeah.
That was one you could bet on some sites that exist, and I almost did. But I was like, if Mond is his guy, Fisher's like, I think – they're saying he's understanding the offense better. He just isn't as talented. But anyways, go ahead. Go on. Sorry.
I'm going to go. I shouldn't, but we're at the end of this thing. I'm going to go with Wake over 6.5. The Kendall Hinton suspension bothers me. This two-lane line movement is really bothering me. Their quarterback play is backup-wise. I've been reading these practice reports. These guys can't even take a snap.
Oh.
They do have the best offense. I mean, they returned everybody in the offensive line. They got Greg Dortch. They've got a lot coming back on defense. There's a lot to like about this team, but that Kendall Hinton suspension for the first three games, and then there's obviously a lot of money coming in on Tulane that's moving it all the way down to 6.5 and 6. Yeah. So I'm scared about that game, but at this point in the draft, I'm going to take Wake on the over with this talent.
I'm going to take New Mexico State under 6, lose their second.
That's a good one. Yeah,
all-time leading passer in Rodgers, second all-time leading rusher in Larry Rose. Went to a bowl game first time in 60 years last year. I'm going under 6.
So let me ask you guys, I don't know who it was. I asked around. Who the hell bet it down?
Yeah.
This week.
So
I can get a 3, minus 3, like minus 1, 12.
Yeah,
and I was like really thinking about it. I'm going to wait and see if it becomes more available. But
there's a rumor floating
around. I like
around.
Wyoming minus 3. They're a legit top 15 to 20 defense in the country. And then they get a team that loses their all-time leading passer and rusher and Roeder. Not, I don't know. I think.
We have three Wyoming's known quantities in this game. We know the Wyoming offense, because they'll be better with Tyler Vanderwall than they were with Josh Allen. They return everybody on defense. The New Mexico State defense returns everybody. The New Mexico State offense is really the big question in this game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they can score any points against Wyoming anyway. So
totals moved down too, which was correct.
Which I don't get. I mean, if the total continues to drop, why is the money coming in on New Mexico State?
On New Mexico State, like they can score.
They're
going to
play
more
into Wyoming's hands.
Or are we getting a setup here? So
that's why. I'm like, do I buy the 3 now, or do I wait? Or game's this Saturday. So for people that have listened by now,
speaking of $3 tickets, if you guys want to go to
the game,
that's what they're
pimping off those $3. They want everybody to fill that place.
They want it filled up.
All right.
Cards get out of the jam. I told you it's going to extras 1-1. I told you that in the first inning.
Who are we on?
Is it me?
State?
You just said, so it's me for 2. I'm going with one of these again, like team that probably doesn't lose 3. Oklahoma over 10.
Yeah, I like that.
Probably get a half point out of that. And then this one I think is really, I think they could be really, really bad. The only time I think that they've won more than eight games was when they had Mason Rudolph. And then all the other years that he wasn't there, they were winning like five, six, or seven. So Oklahoma State under eight is my other pick. I haven't bet it with real money, but I was really close. But I was trying to be as conservative as possible about downgrading Oklahoma State. But I think they're going to be, I anticipate I'm going to be downgrading them even more in the first month of the season. So I don't mind taking them in this spot here.
Yeah, the Boise's going to be a good, I'm going to have eyeballs.
You'll know right away
game.
What's going on in
there. Give more information.
I'm going to go with Indiana under 5.5. I think they upgrade, obviously, at quarterback with Dawkins, transfer from Arizona. I like Tom Allen as a defense coordinator. I don't like him as a head coach. Give me under 5.5.
It's a good pick because he's really a defensive coordinator in a coaching hat, yeah. And he lost all his defense. He has to depend on the offense.
T.J. Scales is the best player they've had on Indiana's defense in, what, 20 years?
Yeah, like that. Many of these teams do I not like. I am very skeptical. Even the number is right there. Actually, I have this number over, but I'm still going under. Hawaii's going to a run and shoot. Rolovich has covered once on the island since he's been there the last couple years. There's a lot of games at night on the island, and if he can't cover and he can't win games, because I don't want to get into the whole booster club situation with it. But, you know, what's going on with these crazy late-night games? But I'm going to take under 3.5. The run-and-shoot offense primarily is something they don't have the horses to run. There's going to be a struggle with that to come out. So
that was close to a bet for me, too.
Yeah.
I have it like closer to 3 wins than 3.5 for what it's worth.
So that'll be one for me. After that, I'm going to, you know, I'm not on this Houston train. I'm going to take the under on Houston. I think they more than likely get to 7 than they do get to 9. There's some things going on off the field that people are just not paying attention to as far as Applewhite is kind of being told who his coordinator is going to be with Kendall Browse coming in. That was not his hire. That was not his decision. And I think power is being taken out of his hands. And if they don't, you know, produce, they had the president of the university say, yeah.
You get fired for 8-4.
You get fired for 8-4. Yeah. Well, there you go. And plus you're going to have to take on Kendall Browse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take the under here.
Can you get me down for under NC State and New Mexico State in the file?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
New Mexico State, right?
Yeah, New Mexico State and NC
State. He's on it. Okay, yep. Cool.
Wow, we are down to the nitty-gritty.
What was the last one you just picked, Colin?
Houston.
Oh, duh. Okay, cool. We're good. There's only, I think, 6, 7 picks left. There'll be Liberty, left. There's no line, so we won't pick them. And then yep. There'll be one team that doesn't get picked.
And I wish they did. They return a lot. You know,
and I was looking for a line somewhere. Five Dimes would, and I know South Point didn't do it intentionally, right. But Five Dimes doesn't even bother either.
That's funny because Chris Andrews laughed at me back during March Madness. We were in there, and I said, "When's the Liberty line going up?" And I thought he was just gonna wail out laughing. You know,
nah.
Go ahead, Brad. You're good.
I'm gonna go Missouri under 7. I thought this was a team that was phony as can be. At the end of last year, benefited from what Florida interim coach, Tennessee interim coach, Arkansas interim coach,
UConn,
Connecticut,
Idaho.
Yeah. Heupel's gone. Drew Locke's fine. Derek Dooley's a bum, I think, at offense coordinator. Under 7 for Missouri.
Let's talk about this real quick before people need to know this. Dooley's never been an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's never been, I think, a quarterback's coach. His offense, they asked, are you going to pro style? He says, no, my offense is called Wikipedia. And he says, what the hell does that mean? He says, it's just going to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
What in the Sam hell is going on there with Missouri? Important to note, they only beat teams last year that didn't go to a bowl, and they lost to teams that did go to a bowl. So
they play enough teams where they're going to be around the 6-7 anyways, I think, personally, because that's just the way the schedule sets up. But I caught that train correctly, luckily. They had that run. It was Idaho, UConn, and there was the Tennessee game, I think, 3 in a row, that they just blew everyone out, and the numbers were way short, and they kept getting bet up, too. And so I owe them some sort of drink or dinner or something because they made me some money last year. I like them again this year some, but it wasn't enough, obviously, to take it either way at this point in the draft. I do like this one as if they're going to go one direction that isn't around 9.5, it's way down, and that's Penn State under 9.5. I think – offensive coordinator who
Jim
just
Warren.
Left to go to, thank you. He's a brainchild. I wouldn't be shocked if, granted, Barkley's gone too. And a lot of people are talking about McSorley and obviously like they're going to be okay because they have him. He's never done anything that impressed me. Like he could lead a team as a quarterback without help. And then they were just, they designed stuff offensively. Like even that Washington game in the bowl game was just so brilliantly coached, and now he's gone, and I don't anticipate they'll be as good for one. But then they could really drop off, like majorly. So I think there's a lot more room to go down. So under 9.5 for Penn State at this point, I think is fine. Didn't put any money on it in real life. Just think at this point it's good. And then I had one more very similar bet that, oh, I'm on the wrong sheet. Hold on a second. Oh, TCU over 7.5. I just think there's more upside to winning 8 or more than there is winning less than 7. So, like what Brad said about another coach, I'll go in Gary Patterson, I trust, and go with
there
over.
You go.
That offensive line is going to get eaten alive against Ohio State. I don't care what's going on with Ohio State.
I'm going to go Toledo over 8. I just think it's more likely they go 9-3. That's a push. I think I'm going to take a half. They lose Woodside at quarterback, but, I mean, they just rotate quarterbacks and head coaches. This is, in my opinion, the most consistent program in the MAC the last 30 years.
Is he going to make a team in the NFL? I was curious if – I know he got, like, a couple series so far, but
– Yeah, I think he could.
I don't know if he was a fourth stringer or a third stringer, though. I will find out in a week or two.
Let's start with Northern Illinois on the under. Brutal schedule. Depth and health is a real issue for them. And when you play the number of big boys that they do, that could be a factor. Yep. I'm going to go with the under on them. I don't want to get too deep into this. I'm going to take Ohio State on the over 10.5.
That's what I was deciding with between them and TCU.
And I don't. I'm not really looking forward to the news reports about how the players feel like they've overcome adversity. I'm not really in the mood to hear that. I have a feeling this team's going to take on a complex.
Yeah.
And they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder. And to me, nothing's changed. I mean, they're still going to win the first three games.
Wow. I'm going to go with – wow, what do I do here? I'm not a fan of this team, but I'm going to go with Louisville over 7, believe it or not. I think too much is made about losing Lamar Jackson. By Petrino, Media Day said, I think our offense is going to be better.
I'll call. I call.
Yeah.
I'll take under.
Yeah.
On their offense.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're not going to average 40 points per game, but are they going to go down to scoring 24 points per game?
Someone get me on the phone with Petrino.
Is going to be a pretty good quarterback. So.
I want to bet Petrino. Someone figure it out. Get me in touch with him.
Number's way too high against Alabama, right?
That's way too
high. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I mean,
it used to be 30 offshore when I first
started. So is the sharp play saying that Juwan Pass is going to be able to hit his wide receivers against that Alabama secondary?
Problem is, their best wide receiver had an appendectomy. Might not play.
It's going to be like Bama 42-10, something like that. It's getting
another problem,
the number's technically high, but I wouldn't bet it.
Another problem is seeing this from real life out of my own eyeballs is that Saban owns Petrino.
Final score, 3-1 Cardinals. Everyone in here can be happy if it can just be the final. Our guest doesn't see it yet on his app because he's using an app that doesn't refresh as fast.
Oh, my God.
See? You heard it. They scored 3-1 Cardinals right now. Was it Jansen that was pitching? He came back and he's given up 3 homers and 4 batters. Since he came back, 3 homers and 4 batters. And a single, obviously, in there, too. Is it Colin for 2?
I did Ohio State.
So it's me for 2?
Yeah.
I'm just going to – so I have something to root for, BYU over. I have no money on this team, so now I do to some extent. They're at 5.5. My number is exactly 5.50, so I'm just flipping a coin. And then there was one I had a little bit of an edge, is Tulane under, which I don't really like. But my number is 5.1, and it's 5.5, so – those are my last picks. I think you each get one more.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, wow.
I would have, too.
Bob's and the Bulls. Do I go for trying to get 1 point or trying to get a half? I'm not a Charlie Strong fan. I'm just going to take Texas State over 3.5. I'll take that finally near 300 Withers that they make some progression.
You went over
3.5.
Okay.
Texas State.
So Liberty can't be picked because there's no line.
Right.
And so it comes down to USF and who? I feel like there should be a second space open, but there isn't.
Yeah.
Because 3 times.
Should be 43.
43 is 129. Oh, no, we're right.
Yeah.
It was with 4 players. We had someone that bailed, actually, if we didn't mention earlier. So we were going to do this before. So we're good. You just take the last pick and we're
safe. Yeah. So we're, right. But I have to do the hard part of actually picking an over and under on this team, which loses Quentin Flowers, which was all.
It's actually not. It's a good half point. Like you're probably like 25% to get a half point.
Right. Yeah. So I'll do the over on South Florida. Like I don't. Yeah. I'm. Amazingly, they are the last team, but you know they're still supremely talented and win their division.
Cool. That wraps it up. We got it done in 2 hours. That was actually my goal. Well, it was actually less than 2 hours. Did hit another homer, or is that the replay? Okay, good. I have some live under 6.5 too. So, no more runs, please. Anyway, I'm sorry about I'm getting sidetracked. We're gonna close this pod up. Thank you everyone for listening. If I want to give you guys a chance to do a shout out, tell them your Twitter handle. If you have questions about the bets or just football in general all year, there aren't many guys I know that put as much effort in as the three of us here in this room. So, Brad first, then Colin, and then I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, you can follow me and reach out to me on Twitter at Brad Powers, the number 7. That's Brad Powers 7. I'm tweeting daily, responding daily. Look forward to interacting with you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah, and you can catch me at _ Colin 1 because, you know, Colin was taken. I would love to have that account if you're listening at Colin. I've been trying to buy it from you for years. No, you can come find me up on the Twitter. Plenty of write-ups on weekly games and a piece called Sunday Morning Coffee, where I'm actually going to put out some lines before the books do on Sunday, so that we know exactly where Bet Online and Wynn are kind of missing the boat with their soft limits on Sundays. So look for that.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for guys for doing this. I know one of you flew in. I know you're here anyway to sign up for some contest, Colin, but appreciate you taking some of your vacation-ish time here in the studio. Brad, thank you as well. Again, you guys take it easy. We'll talk to you next time.